don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Amen. So I'm going to give a testimony. First, I give a testimony to praise God, to praise my God for the mercies and the grace that he gives us along the way in life. What I'd like to just give a testimony, and next is to encourage a brother or a sister. We left, I left here home to go to Belfast to go with the pastor through Belfast, through London Luton, and then from London Luton, next morning we fly to Israel. So we landed in London Luton, and we got there at night. It was late, maybe about 10, 11. We got to the hotel where we were staying. So it's a small hotel. We booked in there, and we prayed, and we slept. So while I was sleeping in the middle of the evening, I got up, and I thought, this is a hotel. People can come in, you know. Let me get my wallet and put it under the pillow. So I got my wallet, and I put it under the pillow for safety because I had all my travel money in there. So I put my wallet, it's a serious story. I put my wallet under the pillow, and I couldn't sleep halfway through the night. So I got my earphones and I started listening to some messages, very powerful messages. And in the morning when we got up, we packed everything and we left. And once we left, we got to the airport. We went through the first check-in. There was a lot of security. We checked in, and then I realized, I don't feel my wallet anywhere, and that I had all my money and everything. So now I thought maybe when we went through the check-in, my wallet got lost. So I went back. We were going in, we were boarding. I said to Brother Andrew, hey, Brother Andrew, I think I left my wallet there at the check-in security desk. I ran back. The lady took out, I asked her, she took out a black wallet that just had credit cards and an iPad. And I said, no, those are not mine. And I ran back, jumped in the plane. And I said, we sat in the plane, and I said, Brother, if you can just pray, maybe the wallet will be in the case. So the pastor, he prayed. But when he prayed, you know, within my heart, I could not reconcile taking the wallet out of from under the pillow and putting it in my bag or case. So something was saying to me, you left your wallet. And I was trying to believe that, no, I have my wallet. So when we got to Israel, we were sitting, we're talking, fellowshipping, and Brother Andrew said, go check the case for your wallet, you know. And I didn't want to check the case in fear that I won't see my wallet. So I went and looked, searched everything. There was no wallet. And I thought, that's a tough one. So it took a while. I went back, Brother George. I went back into the lounge. I didn't want to fellowship with the brothers now because I was sad. I didn't have money. And that was a lot of money I had in my wallet. And I was thinking, I was quite disappointed because I was thinking, but how could I lose my wallet? You know, because it's disappointing. You lose all your cards, you lose your money. So that's, your holidays is gone. Now I'm thinking to myself, So when we went to bed, Brother Andrew was saying, brother, sing that song. I didn't want to sing any songs, but I said, Lord, I want to see what you want to teach me in this experience. That's a good lesson to learn for the brethren as well. And I said, I'm just going to learn what you want me to learn. I'm not going to be disappointed. I'll still make my holiday a holiday. No matter how much I had in my wallet, what cards I had and everything, I left it as that. Then I text Tara while we were sitting and fellowshipping through WhatsApp. And I said, look, I left my wallet. I can't find the name of that hotel, the phone number. She said, look, I have it here. She sent it to me. She said, do you want me to call them? I said, just call them and tell them. Then she called them and she was texting me back. And she said, look, I phoned them. They said they'll need to check with the man that was on the shift when you guys slept there. That's later on tonight. So she came to service. I think Brother Crosby was preaching and she went back home. And she texted me, said they didn't ring. So now in the morning, I was quite worried. I texted, I said, look, when you talk to those people, take a note of every name of every person you speak to. And now it's 3 hours ahead there or something like that. So we were ahead of time. So next day, she texted, look, they still haven't rang. But I said, I'm just going to make my holiday my holiday. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to make it a bad time for anyone else. So the thing I learned there is, when I left everything in God's hands, and the next day Tara texted me back, and she said, no, after a day, in fact, she texted me back, and I just wasn't worrying about it. And I asked Sister Liana to send me some money. So I couldn't get the money because of the times we were going. We were leaving early in the morning, and that MoneyGram opens at 8 o'clock, and we were leaving like maybe at 7 in the morning, coming back after 8 at night. So anyway, about after a day and a half, Tara texted me saying, look, those people said they found your wallet, and they put it in the safe. So I thought, well, maybe they found the wallet and took the money out and put it, because now your mind, you see. Then I said, I'm not going to bother about it. But when I went back to that hotel, I got to the hotel. And, you know, we live in a day where if someone finds money, they're not going to give it to anyone. But the thing that fascinates me most is that, imagine you lose something. It's not like a phone. You can phone and you can say, look, this is my phone. Can you please bring it back? If you lose something like a wallet with money in, there's only one person that can keep it, is the Lord. There's no one else can keep that money. When I came back, we went back into that hotel. The man said, I remember you guys from last time you came. Then I said, look, last time I was here, we left a wallet in the hotel room. So he said, okay, let me check in the safe. He checked in the safe, got an envelope out, gave me the wallet. And he opened the. I opened the wallet, and I counted all the money, up to every cent was there. And there was a lot of money in there. You see, all the money was in. And I praise God. And the last time that happened to me that I could think is when I was going to a convention in Zimbabwe. That's what I was holding my faith on. Because once when I was going to a convention, I lost my wallet in an emergency taxi. And I found it the next day. And it wasn't me that found it, sorry. God found it. It's a serious thing. When you lose your wallet or you lose something, you'll think of that. God found it for me, and I went back to that emergency taxi man. But that night when I prayed, I said, Lord, this money is to go to the convention. It's not my money. Let me find that money. So I went, asked the man. The man said to me, okay, what color was your wallet? Because we didn't have IDs or anything. How much did you have? Then he said, here's your wallet. With all, count your money. He said, if anything's missing, I'll pay you back. And he gave me. So for that principle, I held on to this time. And I wanted to just praise God. I promised the Lord that I'll tell the church in Dublin. I told the saints in Israel. And I really praise the Lord for that. Amen. Let's sing. The sisters will sing. We just sing a chorus. While we sing the chorus, the sisters can come. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. He's so good, God is so, he's so good, God is so good, he's so good to me.
God bless you, saints. I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roar, I've felt its breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior telling me to still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No.
Ne très bien ajouté
died for me on the mountain. For me they pierced his side. For me he opened that fountain that flows a cleansing tide. For me he's waiting in glory, seated upon his throne. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
No.
Hallelujah. He promised never to leave us. Amen. We always leave him. He never leaves us. Amen. Let's sing that song. We'll stand and sing. Holy words long preserved for our walk. Amen.
Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. We resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us faith, help us grow. In this world where we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true. changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart, ancient words ever, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart, holy words of our faith, and it bound to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ, holy words long preserved for our woe in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words in, ancient words ever, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Father, even as we sing in upon this day, Father, we thank you for ancient words. Father, we thank you for the power in your word. We thank you that you are the word. Father, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you will never change. We thank you that your word has the power to transform even today. We thank you that your word has the power to create in us, Father, everything that you desire. So let it be so. As we come to submit ourselves unto thee, Father, how we just pray that you would just take control of everything, Lord. Father, how we desire that you would speak unto our souls, that you would grant grace unto us, Lord, to fellowship with you upon this day. How we desire, Lord, that you would be magnified, that you would be glorified, Lord, because you are good. Father, you are faithful to your covenant. You are faithful to your people. Father, you are faithful even when we are not faithful. Father, you are kind and you are gracious, Lord. And how we do appreciate you, Lord, upon this day. Such a beautiful day to see the sun shining, Lord. Father, as we come into springtime, Lord. Father, the season of restoration once again. Let it be so in every person's experience upon this day, Lord. Let the power of restoration, Lord, visit our souls upon this day. That, Father, we may see that, Lord, you are unchanging, Lord. That though the ages change, Father, you change not. And Father, may we just put our faith and confidence and hope in you. And thank you, Father, that you called us in this day. Thank you that you've equipped us in this day. Thank you that you've kept us in this day. Father, you complete the work, Lord, that you've started in us is our desire. Continue to lead us and guide us as your people. Bless your people upon this day. As the song that we sang, Lord, touch your people once again, Lord. Father, with your precious healing hand. Father, pour in the oil and the wine. Grant grace unto your people. Bless the visitors in our gates. Father, visit our young people, we pray. Father, draw nigh unto them, Lord, even as you did in Bible days. Even as you did, Lord, and Father, our lives, draw nigh. Speak, Lord, that same voice that raised Lazarus from the dead, Lord, that you may raise people up, Lord, from being dead in sin and trespasses, Lord. And Father, let the power of the resurrection, Lord, just be upon us upon this day. Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for the man called Jesus. We thank you for the blood of the everlasting covenant, Lord. We thank you for this blood that speaks better things upon this day than the blood of Abel, Lord. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for the spirit of supplication, Lord. Father, we thank you that when, Lord, your spirit is leaving the Gentiles, you're drawing closer and closer unto us. Father, finish up your work, we pray. Be glorified in your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Just to firstly greet our visitors, Brother William Biden Bowden. Is it William Biden Bowden? Bowden? From Holland, he's come to work in Belfast. Is that you, Brad? God bless you, Brad. Nice to meet you. And also Brother Kiao Ching Liang from Warsaw. God bless you, Brad. May the Lord be with you. Nice to be with you in the house of the Lord. Let's open our Bible sense and then we'll get into just something this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to verse 10. Just to get a thought, we'd just like to do a bit of a presentation this morning about our visit to Israel. We just want to call it today, Gleanings from Israel. Just some of the things, I don't think you would ever finish it in one service, but we'll see what we can do today by the grace of God. Deuteronomy 8 verse 7, this is what the Lord spoke about, the land that he gave to natural Israel. Now we want to think about a spiritual Israel, the spiritual land that is given to us. He says, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. I'm sure we can all testify that today. This message is a good land, friends. It's a good land. A land of brooks, of waters, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Is that not your testimony? Can you ever finish this message, friends? You can never. We just don't have enough time. That's the problem. You shall eat without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou art eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. Firstly, just to really appreciate the saints for praying for us while we're away. We just had a tremendous time. You know, I just can't really think of anything negative that took place. We went through a lot of this and that. Brother George almost became an honorary citizen of the West Bank when he forgot his passport. And he got arrested by the army. But the Lord is in control of all situations. And everything I do believe happens for a purpose. We had wonderful fellowship with the saints there. Everything world went well on the journey. The Lord really blessed the meetings that we had. Far beyond my expectation, I really do thank the Lord for that. And I think to me the most important thing is the Lord enriches your experience. You know, you want, I'm sure you're like me, you don't want to waste time. No, we don't have much time in this life. So you long that your footsteps would be ordered of the Lord. And I believe the Lord wants to teach us in every situation that you go through, there's virtue in what he takes us through. And I do believe he wants to take that virtue and he wants it to become part of our Christian experience, that you may draw from that virtue in times to come. And it was a very virtuous journey. There's just something special about that place. You know, you always hear about people who go and they say there's a pull to the land. And it's the truth. There's something special about Israel. You know, for the Lord to choose that place naturally, there was a purpose. It's the place that he has set his heart upon. And friends, those are his people. In the flesh. That's the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, and though they don't understand at this time what we believe, but they're good people. They've been blinded, but they're good people. You know, and just getting there, we also saw the political strife that's going on.
Étant là-bas, j'ai difficult. Vu aussi les conflicts politiques.
The prophet says it's Ishmael and Isaac at each other's throats once again. And it's going to be like that to the end. No, there's the natural seed, the seed of promise, and there's the other seed, Ishmael. And there's always going to be strife. Just as much as in you, there's the seed of promise in you, which is clothed by this outward man, which isn't the seed of promise. And there's going to be strife.
Et il y aura toujours des conflits.
Always going to be strife.
Toujours des conflits.
You know, and you go through so many checkpoints. And,
vous traversez beaucoup de
points. You know, you almost become that you glow in the dark, that you have to go through so many of those machines.
C'est comme si tu vas
when they use the X-rays on you, just
bon,
to go from one place of Jerusalem to another.
Juste pour aller d'un endroit de Jérusalem à un autre.
There's tension in the land. There's soldiers everywhere. There's weapons. You know, it's Israel. They're wanting to survive.
Ils veulent survivre.
It's just like us.
C'est juste comme
no, because
nous.
They're God's chosen people.
Parce que sont les, c'est un peuple choisi par
Dieu. Didn't make it easy for them.
Les choses ne sont pas faciles.
They
pour
became
eux.
The object of Satan's attack
ils
because of that.
Ils sont devenus l'objet des attaques de Satan à cause de cela.
No, because of that place that God has given them.
Que Dieu leur a donné.
And their desire to possess their inheritance.
Désir posséder leur héritage.
They become
ils sont devenus
the object of attack.
L'objet des attaques
of all the nations around them.
Toutes les nations
autour and d'eux. Problems from within.
Et les problèmes de l'intérieur.
Exactly like us as believers.
Exactement comme avec nous,
you know, the moment that you start walking with the Lord
du moment où tu commences à marcher
and you desire to possess your inheritance,
tu désires posséder ton héritage,
it's a declaration of war.
C'est une déclaration
and all
de
the
guerre.
Way to the end of this life,
et jusqu'à la fin de
there's
going to
be warfare.
Il y aura toujours la
there's
guerre.
Going to be spiritual warfare.
Il y aura une guerre spirituelle.
The prophet says you're going to fight for every inch of the land that you possess.
Chaque centimètre que tu dois
posséder. And that's the way that it is there.
Et c'est ainsi que
and that's why you really respect the people.
Et c'est pourquoi vous respectez vraiment
when you went on the plane to Tel Aviv,
nous sommes allés en avion à Tel Aviv.
Brother George was sitting next to this Jewish girl.
Assis à côté
and she had been studying in London.
Elle étudiait à
Londres. And now she had received her papers for her 2 years national service.
Elle venait de recevoir ses papiers pour
and every woman does 2 years, every man does 3 years in the army.
Et chaque femme fait 2 ans alors que les hommes font 3 ans dans l'armée.
To be God's chosen, there's a commitment.
No,
there's things expected of you that aren't expected of other people.
Des choses qu'on attend de toi qui ne sont pas attendues d'autres
personnes. You can't expect just the same kind of a life that all the other nations live.
N'importe quel genre de vie comme tous les autres.
You know, there's a price that goes with it.
Il y a un prix qui va de pair.
You know, so Brother George tried to testify to her, but there's a lot of ungodliness in the land. Paul says that the Messiah must come to turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Paul dit que le Messie
so there's a lot of ungodliness and a lot of unbelief.
De Jacob.
But it's a good land.
Mais c'est un bon pays.
I just want to read one quote to start off with
pour commencer, je vais lire
from the message Spiritual Amnesia.
Le message, amnésie spirituelle.
I like the way the prophet puts it.
J'aime la façon
the prophet says, now to be a true Christian,
pour être un vrai croyant,
we don't want to forget
pas
all that he was.
Tout ce qu'il était,
I'm identified with him.
Je suis identifié avec lui.
Notice, he is in me and I am in him.
Il est en moi et je suis en lui.
So every Christian that's a genuine
Christian,
chrétien
qui est un véritable
chrétien was with him
il est avec
when
lui
the morning stars sang together.
Lorsque les étoiles
so we can identify ourselves there.
Nous pouvons nous identifier là.
He says, if you've got eternal life,
et si tu as une vie éternelle,
you were with him. I was identified with him when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. He says, I was with him when he called Abraham at the age of 75 years old. Now you don't have to go to Israel to identify. That's what I'm trying to show. We identify with Abraham because the Lord called him. You may not have been 75 years old. Some people weren't too far away. Brother Brian, I'm not sure how old he was, but
je sais pas à quel âge Frère Brian était.
Most of us, he called us when he was young.
La plupart d'entre
but you can identify with Abraham because there was a divine call that came his way and told him, separate yourself from your kindred. And to show that there was a supernatural call, there was power in you to separate. It wasn't just a natural thing like with Lot. So the prophet says, I was with him when he called Abraham.
Quand il a appelé Abraham.
I stood with him.
Je me suis tenu avec
every
lui.
Other Christian stood with him.
Tout autre chrétien a, s'est tenu
I
avec
was
lui.
With him when his temptations
j'étais
came.
Avec lui lorsque la tentation
so
est
after
venue.
He was called, the
après
trouble came.
Avoir à être appelé, les troubles est venu.
It wasn't easy for Abraham.
Ce n'était pas facile pour Abraham.
And I can identify with that
et
and so can you.
Avec ça, ainsi avec lui.
The prophet says, I was with Joseph when he was rejected by his brothers.
J'étais avec Joseph quand il était rejeté.
We We can identify ourselves there.
Nous
we know what it is for our family maybe to misunderstand us.
Être très loin de son pays et des
incompréhensions. Not that we are trying to make ourselves something.
Non pas que nous essayons de nous faire quelque
but
chose,
because of what was revealed to
à
us.
Cause de ce qui nous est révélé,
because of what we were made to
à
be.
Cause de ce que nous sommes faits pour être.
Our brothers rejected us.
Notre frère nous a
many of us here.
La plupart d'entre nous ici.
So I can identify with that.
Je peux m'identifier avec lui.
He says, I was with him when he knew the reproach he had to stand.
J'étais avec lui lorsqu'il savait l'opprobre qu'il devrait tenir.
And this is a reproach for the cause of the word.
L'opprobre à cause de la parole.
And everybody knows what it is to bear his reproach.
Tout le monde sait que c'est porter son opprobre.
We can identify with that.
Nous pouvons nous identifier avec ça.
He says, I was with Joseph in his cave grave.
J'étais avec Joseph dans sa tombe.
When he was thrown in the pit.
Lorsqu'il était jeté dans le puits.
And I was with him when he was at the right hand of Pharaoh.
J'étais avec lui lorsqu'il était à la main droite de Pharaon.
So you can see where the Lord's taken you from.
Vous pouvez voir d'où est-ce que le Seigneur
you can identify with Joseph,
Joseph
when he was being made a prisoner
lorsqu'il était prisonnier
to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pour le Seigneur Jésus.
You can identify with him in his temptations with Potiphar's wife.
Dans, ses tentations, dans la maison de Potiphar.
And you can identify
et tu peux t'identifier
when he raises you up and puts you at his right hand.
Lorsqu'il t'élève et te place à la main droite.
And the blessing of Pharaoh comes
et
upon
la bénédiction
you.
De Pharaon
and then you start to understand what your life is all about.
C'est de quoi il s'agit ta vie.
That God meant it for good.
Et que le Seigneur voulait le changer.
The prophet says, I was with Jacob.
Le prophète dit, j'étais avec Jacob.
When he wrestled all night with the angel.
Lorsqu'il a combattu, il a lutté.
I've wrestled many a night with the angel.
J'ai combattu.
Desiring to prevail and overcome.
Essayant de vaincre.
I was with Jacob.
J'étais avec Jacob.
I wrestled with Jacob the same as he did.
J'ai lutté de la même manière que Jacob.
For I am his brother.
Parce que je suis son frère.
Jacob's my brother.
Jacob est
not
mon
in
frère.
The flesh.
Non pas dans la chair.
But by experience.
Mais par expérience.
By identification.
Par identification.
He's my brother.
Il est mon frère.
The prophet says I was with Moses.
Le prophète dit j'étais avec Moïse.
When he went down into Egypt.
Lorsqu'il est allé en Égypte.
And I was with Moses at the burning bush.
Et j'étais avec Moïse au buisson
ardent. Has the supernatural ever spoken to you?
Est-ce que les supernaturels
did he call you?
Est-ce que vous a appelé
for
vous
a purpose?
Pour un but?
Did he tell you take off your shoes? Est-ce this is holy ground.
Vous a dit d'enlever vos chaussures.
Then you
que
can identify with Moses.
Alors tu peux t'identifier.
The way some people
Moïse.
Are looking at me, they can't identify with Moses.
Certaines personnes me regardent.
But as for me, I can identify with Moses.
Est-ce que moi je peux m'identifier avec
the prophet says, if you are a Christian,
si vous étiez
you are identified with them Bible characters.
Avec lui par
you identified.
He
says, don't forget that.
N'oubliez pas cela.
He says, I was with Moses when all the people turned against him.
J'étais avec Moïse lorsque les gens
we've experienced those kind of things as well.
J'ai expérimenté ce genre de
we have to be identified in the good and you have to be identified in the bad.
Identifié dans le bon comme aussi dans le mal.
I was with Elijah in the days of Ahab.
J'étais avec Élie.
How do we can identify? Because we were Elijah in this day.
Parce que
in the days of Ahab and Jezebel.
Dans le, pendant le jour des
so we were with Elijah.
Jezebel.
In the days of Ahab, when they had to make a choice who they would serve,
lorsqu'ils devraient choisir qui,
God or Baal, I can identify.
Dieu ou Baal,
because we took sides with Elijah.
Parce que nous avons pris le côté
we took sides with Jehovah.
Nous avons pris le côté
in
de
that
Jehovah
kind of a day.
En ces
the prophet says we were with him on Mount Carmel.
Le prophète dit que nous étions avec lui sur le
when
Mount
he
Carmel.
Had to make this choice.
Lorsqu'il devrait faire ce choix.
Because we are identified
parce que nous
in the body.
Identifiés dans le corps.
Of the same God that he was identified in.
Du même Dieu dans le, en qui il était identifié.
That's why we love those Bible stories.
C'est pourquoi nous aimons ces histoires.
Because we see ourselves in there.
Parce que nous pouvons nous voir dedans.
I was with Rahab in Jericho.
J'étais avec Rahab
when she applied the token.
Lorsqu'elle a appliqué le
in the last days of the Gentiles.
Au jour, dernier jour des gentils.
I was with him. With her.
J'étais avec lui.
I was with the two
elle.
Spies when they were sent
j'étais avec
to call
deux
out Rahab in that day.
Pour
the ministry under the Joshua Commission.
La commission
we can
Josué.
Identify ourselves there as
nous
well.
Pouvons nous identifier dedans
to the
aussi.
True believer.
Pour le vrai croyant,
you're going to find yourself everywhere.
Tu vas te trouver
you're going to be able to identify yourself everywhere here.
Partout ici,
in the Bible.
Dans la Bible.
The prophet says, now I was with David when he was rejected by his brethren.
J'étais avec David quand quand il était rejeté par ses
friends,
frères.
We serve the rejected king in this day.
Et nous servons le roi rejeté en ce temps.
When he couldn't worship in Jerusalem.
Lorsque nous ne pouvons plus adorer en
Jérusalem. He was in the wilderness of En-Gedi.
Il s'est retrouvé dans
le désert. We were with him
there.
Nous étions avec lui. We were with him in his attitude towards Saul when Saul came into the cave.
Nous étions avec lui dans son attitude envers Saul lorsque Saul
est venu. And God delivered our adversaries into our hands, and we said we forgive them.
Alors que Dieu lui a donné ses adversaires.
We can identify ourselves there.
Nous pouvons nous identifier.
If we can identify ourselves there,
si nous pouvons nous identifier là,
well, friends, we can identify ourselves in a lot of things down the way as well.
Dans beaucoup de choses.
We can identify with Enoch.
Nous pouvons nous identifier
who
avec
took
Enoch,
a walk and one day was not.
Qui a marché et un jour n'était
we
plus.
We can identify with Elijah who went up in a fiery chariot and never saw death.
Lorsqu'il était emporté dans le char des feux.
We can identify ourselves
nous
there.
Nous pouvons nous identifier dedans.
Then the prophet says,
ainsi le prophète dit,
I was most surely with him at Calvary.
J'ai été encore plus certain avec lui sur les calvaires.
Friends, I can identify myself there.
Amis, je peux m'identifier
I was
là.
In his side.
J'étais à son côté.
When he died for my sins.
Lorsqu'il est mort pour mes
and
péchés.
Then the soldier put the spear in.
Et un soldat a la percé.
And after he travailed.
Shall
came forth the bride. The blood and the water and the spirit that came forth. I can identify myself there. I was most surely with him at Calvary.
J'étais certainement avec lui.
I must be identified with him at Calvary.
Je dois être identifié avec lui sur le calvaire.
Every Christian must die with him at Calvary.
Chaque chrétien doit mourir avec.
If you don't die with him at Calvary, you can't be none of his.
Si tu ne meurs pas avec lui au calvaire, tu ne peux pas être l'un de.
And then I was with him when he raised up from the dead.
Amen.
I've experienced the resurrection.
When
you go to the tomb in Jerusalem, I don't need to go to the tomb to know that he's risen from the dead. My heart tells me he's risen from the dead because I've risen from the dead. Because the power of the resurrection came to me. It came to you. The power of transformation that raised us up from being dead in sin and trespasses.
Jour des transgressions et des péchés.
I was with him in the garden too.
J'étais avec lui au jardin.
On the Easter morning.
Ce matin de Pâques.
When he rose from the dead.
Lorsqu'il est ressuscité d'entre les morts.
When the devil thought I've got him dead and buried now.
Pensé, je l'ai eu mort.
What about you and your life?
Qu'en est-il
when you were smoking and drinking and defiling yourself. And the devil says I've got him dead and buried now.
A dit que j'étais
and then God's appointed time came.
Et lorsque le temps marqué
and there was an Easter morning in your life
il y avait un matin
at the rising of the sun
au lever du soleil,
and he resurrected you from being dead in sin and trespass.
D'entre les morts dans
friends,
le péché.
I can identify myself
je peux m'identifier
because I'm part of the same body
parce que je fais partie du même
and
corps.
That's how we can identify ourselves one with another
l'un l'autre,
because we're all part of the same body
parce
as well
que nous faisons partie du même corps.
The prophet says and now
le prophète dit, maintenant,
I'm seated with him in heavenly places.
Je suis assis avec lui dans le lieu céleste.
It's a never-ending thing.
C'est une affaire
I'm seated
qui
with
jamais.
Him in heavenly places.
Je suis assis avec
I can
lui.
Identify this
je
morning with John,
ce matin avec
who
John,
was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Au jour du Seigneur.
Though the conditions were hard externally,
si les conditions étaient difficiles extérieurement,
but he was in the Spirit,
et puis il était en
and esprit, he heard the voice of the Son of Man.
Du fils de
did you hear the voice of the Son of Man?
Entendu
I heard the voice, and I turned
j'ai
around,
entendu, et je me suis tourné
and then I saw him standing in the midst of the church age.
Je les vois s'étonnant au milieu de cette
I can identify with John.
J'étais
and I can identify
Jean.
John when the voice says, come up higher.
J'étais avec Jean lorsque la voix
and you were raised up higher and you saw him seated on the throne unveiled and seating the book of redemption.
En train de dévoiler le livre
I can
de la
identify
rédemption.
With John that
je
day.
Peux m'identifier avec Jean ce jour-là.
And the prophet says, I was with him
et le prophète dit, j'étais avec lui
on the day of Pentecost.
Le jour de la Pentecôte.
When the power that was in him
lorsque la
the life that
en
was
lui,
in him came into me.
En lui est venu en moi.
And the life I now live, it's not the same life that I used to live. I live it through the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. So friends, this issue of identification, people take pilgrimages to go to
Israel
to try to get closer to the Lord. You're living under the wrong dispensation. That's the old covenant. Under this dispensation, he'll meet you where you are. He'll meet you at your point of need. You don't need to go anywhere. It's nice to go.
Part. C'est bien
you can identify yourself in those places.
Dans ces endroits.
But friends, you will never get the full benefit of going there.
Tu ne recevras jamais la pleine.
If you can't identify yourself the way the prophet said.
Si tu ne peux pas t'identifier comme le prophète le dit.
The people go there and think they're following the footsteps of Christ.
Les gens y vont pensant qu'ils suivent les pas de.
They go down the Via Dolorosa, thinking it's not even the way that Christ went to his death.
Ils vont pensant que c'est là, alors que ce n'est même pas là que Christ est allé.
You don't follow Christ like that.
On ne suit pas Christ.
You don't follow him through the streets of old Jerusalem.
Vous les suivez pas sur les vieilles.
You follow him to death now.
Vous les suivez dans la
He leads you to the altar now.
Il te conduit à l'autel.
That's your Via Dolorosa.
C'est là ta ville de la Rosa.
It's him leading you to the altar.
Il te conduit.
Just as much as he himself went to the altar.
Qu'il est allé aussi à l'autel.
So I love that when the prophet said that. When he went there, I was so much thinking of that.
Lorsque nous sommes allés,
I said, Lord, I'm so glad to be identified with these people.
Je suis si content de m'y.
But obviously, you have an expectation.
Certainement, tu as une attente.
I so much wanted to see where Rahab was from. I don't know why.
Là où Rahab s'est trouvé,
to me, Jericho has always been a place I wanted to go.
Pour moi, Jericho, ça a toujours
and friends, when we went, it was so special.
Et lorsque nous y sommes allés, c'était
when
si
we
spécial.
Came into Jericho,
lorsque nous sommes
I thought
Jericho.
Of the scripture says, and Jesus came into Jericho.
J'ai pensé l'écriture qui
and it says, and he passed through Jericho, and we passed through Jericho.
Traversé Jericho et nous
it says, and as he was going out of Jericho,
alors qu'il sortait de Jericho,
there was Bartimaeus.
Voici
sitting on the stones.
Assis sur les pierres.
With the walls had come tumbling down. And there we came to the place where the walls had come tumbling down.
Et nous étions à l'endroit où
and
les
it's on the way out of Jericho, just like the scripture says.
Et sortant de Jericho, juste comme c'est écrit dans
and
l'écriture.
And the Son of Man passed that way.
Et les fils de
and he opened the eyes of that man that was blind.
Il a ouvert les yeux de cet homme
and
qui
I can identify in that.
Et je peux m'identifier dans
because the Son of Man passed away
est passé
and opened the eyes of us that were blind as well.
Il a ouvert les yeux de nous autres qui
you can identify.
Aveugles. Nous pouvons nous
I'll
identifier.
Show you the picture again of the tree where Zacchaeus was.
Je vais vous montrer l'arbre où se trouvait Zacchée.
And Jesus went, the Son of Man.
Est allé, le
and Zacchaeus climbed in the tree because he wanted to see the Zacchaeus Son of Man.
Montant l'arbre parce qu'il voulait voir le Fils de l'homme.
And he was predestinated like you and I.
Il était prédestiné comme
so the Son of Man came his way.
Le Fils de l'homme est venu
and then the power of discernment struck
la puissance
the Son of Man.
Et a frappé le
and he called him by name.
Et il a appelé
and says, Zacchaeus, come down.
Zacchaeus descend.
I must eat with you today. I must come to your house.
Je viens à
dîner and you
avec
think
toi
of your life.
Et,
he passed your way.
Il est passé
and he called
chemin.
You by name.
Il t'a appelé par ton nom.
He told you exactly
il t'a dit
who you are.
Exactement ce que tu es.
He unveiled the secrets of your heart.
Il a dévoilé le secret
then
de
he
ton
says,
cœur.
I must come to your house today.
Je viendrai à ta
and I'm glad that he's been there ever
et je
since.
Suis heureux qu'il a toujours été depuis lors.
In your house.
Dans ta maison.
It's wonderful to see.
C'est merveilleux.
You know, the reality of those things.
La réalité de
but unless there's an experience that goes behind those things.
Il y ait une expérience qui va de
it's
pair.
Just like going to Spain.
C'est juste comme aller
going
en Espagne,
somewhere else for a holiday.
Ou quelque part ailleurs pour les vacances.
But God has sacred places.
Mais Dieu a un endroit
that
sacré
is consecrated with his presence.
Consacré avec sa présence.
And I think it's a good thing to go there.
Et je crois que c'est une bonne chose.
Now one of the first things, if you could put the slides please, bro.
La première chose.
One of the first things which we saw when you got there, if you go to the first slide,
la première,
that's Tel Aviv.
Voici Tel Aviv.
Is the budding of the fig tree.
C'est les figuiers.
The prophet says, all of this building, and you must see how much they're building.
Et vous devez voir comment ils ont bâti.
Tel Aviv, greater Tel Aviv is about 3 million people. It's a massive city.
Il contient environ 3 millions de
there's
personnes.
Cranes everywhere.
Y a
motorways being built anywhere
partout,
you go.
Des autoroutes.
And the prophet calls it the budding of the fig tree.
Et le prophète l'appelle le bourgeonnement
he says,
de
see
figuier.
The fig tree putting forth its buds.
C'est, le figuier en train de
the nation of Israel getting established.
Israël être établi.
But what's happened to Israel
mais ce qui s'est
is exactly the vision of the dry bones.
C'est exactement la vision des eaux
when Ezekiel saw the dry bones in the valley.
Israël a, Ezekiel a vu les eaux
and then the voice of the Son of Man, can these dry bones
live?
And that was Israel who was scattered among the the nations.
C'est alors qu'Israël était éparpillé dans les nations.
And then he says, "Oh Lord, thou knowest."
Et il dit, Seigneur,
and
tu
he says,
connais.
"Son of man, speak unto these bones."
Fils de l'homme parle à ces os.
And Ezekiel spoke.
Et Ezekiel a parlé.
And the bones started to come together.
Et les os ont commencé à s'assembler.
But they still weren't alive.
Mais il n'y avait toujours
and
pas.
And then he had to speak, and then the flesh and the sinews came unto the body.
La chair et la peau est venue sur ces os.
And then they stood.
Et puis ils se sont tenus debout.
And that's exactly where Israel is today.
C'est exactement là où.
Because there's the final stage.
Parce que il y a la.
He's got to breathe on them.
Il doit souffler.
He's got to breathe his life into them.
Souffler sa vie.
He's got to revive them again.
Il doit les revivre.
Like it says in Hosea, after
comme il est dit dans
on the third day,
le troisième jour,
you shall live in his presence.
Tu vivras dans sa présence.
Naturally speaking, they've got all of the mechanics.
Avec tous les, toutes les
everything's in place, just about.
En place, presque en place.
But they're blind.
Mais ils sont
aveugles. It's the blindness of Israel.
C'est l'aveuglement d'Israël.
The mystery of Jacob's blindness. Go to the next one, bro, please.
L'aveuglement d'Israël.
These are the saints, the Russian-speaking saints, some
voici
of them in Ramat Gan, just by Tel Aviv.
Les saints russes qui sont dedans.
This brother here is the elder, brother Evgeny. He's a very nice brother.
Le frère ancien, un très bon frère.
And these saints, they were worshiping before where he lives, Brother Evgeny.
Ils adoraient là où il vivait.
It's in a neighborhood near Tel Aviv, but it's an Orthodox neighborhood.
C'est dans les environs orthodoxes.
Because most of them have Jewish ancestry, these brothers.
Parce que la plupart d'entre eux
and they had
sont
a service.
Descendants de Juifs.
And the Orthodox heard them having a service, a Christian service.
Les orthodoxes ont appris qu'ils avaient un service
and
chrétien.
Came and persecuted them.
Et ils sont venus et les ont persécutés.
And beat somebody up.
Et ils ont battu.
And wanted to break into their house.
Et ils voulaient.
And it was so dangerous that to stay in the house the whole night, nobody could leave the service that day.
Dangereux au point qu'ils ne pouvaient. Personne ne devrait.
And that's the first thing we learned when we went there.
C'est la première chose que nous avons appris lorsque nous sommes arrivés. Ils sont aveugles.
To our Joseph.
À notre
the
Joseph.
Jews don't understand about
les
Jesus.
Les Juifs ne comprennent pas.
They're completely blind.
Ils sont
complètement they
aveugles.
Hate what we believe. Literally, they hate
ce que nous croyons, littéralement.
You know, when I thought of it, I said, Lord, you were so wise.
J'ai pensé,
when you wanted to put it in a prefigure in the Bible to explain the situation,
lorsque tu voulais mettre une préfigure dans la vie, dans la Bible,
the Lord used Joseph and his brothers.
It's exactly the case.
Joseph was loved by his father, but hated by his brethren.
Aimé de son père, mais haï de ses frères.
And it's literal. They hate Jesus, the Jews. They hate him.
Ils ont haï Jésus.
Apart from just a few gleanings of messianic Jews.
À part juste quelques glanements des Juifs messianiques.
They hate him. And just as much as it was in the Bible.
Comme c'était dans
they
la Bible.
Threw him out because of his dreams.
Ils l'ont rejeté à cause des
they cast
des
him
rêves.
In the pit.
Ils l'ont jeté dans l'abîme.
And he went down to the Gentiles.
Et il est allé vers les gentils.
And when he went to the Gentiles, he was given
allé
a new
vers
name.
Les gentils, il était
Zaphnath-Paneah.
Un nouveau nom.
And the name of Zaphnath-Paneah became et great among the Gentiles.
Le nom de Zaphnath-Paneah de
the Gentiles bowed their knee to Zaphnath-Paneah.
Et les gentils s'agenouillaient devant.
He was the savior of the world and the revealer of secrets.
Il était le sauveur du monde et c'est lui qui
Zaphnath-Paneah was the greatest thing that had happened to the
il
Gentiles.
Était la plus grande chose qui se soit
passée. And that's exactly what's happened.
Et c'est exactement ce
but while Joseph,
pendant que Joseph
was such an esteemed man in Egypt,
était un homme si estimé en Égypte,
his brethren didn't even want to hear his name.
Ses frères ne voulaient même pas entendre son
if
nom.
Someone would have mentioned Joseph, was
si
don't speak about him.
Mentionné le nom de Joseph, n'en parle
good
même
we got rid of him.
Ils allaient se débarrasser
not
de lui.
Knowing that down the way they were going to need him.
Ne sachant pas que le long du chemin, ils auront besoin
and
de
that's
lui.
The real situation et when you get there.
C'est la vraie
you will love the people,
tu aimes les
but
gens.
Friends, they don't love you, and they don't love what you believe.
Les gens ne t'aiment pas et ils n'aiment pas
they're blind.
Ils sont aveugles.
And when we first went to Jerusalem and you
et
saw all the Orthodox walking in the streets, we came back in the car and we were fellowshipping about it. And I went and I listened again to 70 weeks of Daniel.
Et j'ai encore entendu les
when the prophet speaks about their blindness.
Lorsque le prophète parle de leur
and the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
he says, until God is finished with the Gentiles, Israel was blinded.
Jusqu'à ce que Dieu finisse avec les gentils, avec son épouse, Israël est aveugle.
Blinded.
aveuglé.
God blinded them purposely for you and I.
Dieu l'a aveuglé.
It was so real when we went as the
Lord. Toi et moi, et c'est si réel.
You've blinded them for us.
Il les a aveuglés.
We're not supposed to be children of the covenant.
Nous n'étions pas censés être.
These are the real children of the covenant.
L'alliance, ils sont censés être les.
Paul says these are the stock of Abraham.
Ce sont les descendants d'Abraham.
This is the righteous branch, the natural branch that grew from the tree.
Ce sont les branches naturelles qui ont grandi de l'arbre.
But we are the wild olive branch.
Mais nous nous étions
our wild Gentile ways.
Et loin, très loin.
But God cut them off.
Sur la voie gentille, mais
and Israel now is not partaking of the blessings that we're partaking of
Israel
today.
Ne participe plus aux bénédictions que nous prenons.
Because we, being the wild olive branch, were grafted in, Paul says, against nature into that stock.
Nous étions graffés contre la nature dans ces stocks.
And we're feeding now from Abraham and Isaac,
d'Abraham,
Jacob,
Isaac,
Joseph, the Old
Joseph,
Testament.
Tout l'Ancien Testament.
The blessings of the covenant have fallen upon us.
Les bénédictions de l'alliance sont tombées
we're
sur nous.
We're drawing from those resources that they've been cut off from.
Nous tirons de ces ressources d'où ils ont été coupés.
But Paul says, don't be conceited, you Gentiles.
Paul dit
because just as much as he cut them off and grafted you in,
la même manière qu'il les
it's going to be far easier to cut you off and graft them in.
La même manière
because they're the natural olive branch.
Parce que c'est eux, ils sont les
and friends, their time is near. You can see it.
Leur temps
he's gathered them.
Il les a
there's
réunis.
That expectation.
Il y a cette attente.
The enemy is against them.
L'ennemi est contre
the precious building.
Et la pression ne fait que croître.
Very soon,
et très bientôt,
we see the Gentiles already in blindness.
Nous allons voir les gentils dans leur aveuglement.
We see the denominations going back to Rome.
Dénominations retournant à Rome.
We see the Pope sending that video out to the churches and Copeland responding and all that.
Nous voyons les papes en train de parler dans cette vidéo et Copeland.
Blindness is happening to the Gentiles.
L'aveuglement arrive.
God is blinding the Gentiles.
Dieu en train d'aveugler les
gentils. Because it's time for the natural seed of Abraham to come back and again.
Pour que la sémence naturelle d'Abraham puisse
revenir. You know, just before I went, I mentioned that I watched Brother Ronnie Peterson speaking of the last days of America.
J'ai entendu le frère Ron Peterson parler du
and he was speaking about Rabbi Kaduri.
Il parlait de Ram.
We saw one of his schools when we were there.
Nous en avons vu un quand nous
he died at 107. He was the most esteemed of the rabbis.
Il était le rabbin le plus estimé. Il
and there's the book now called The Rabbi Who Met Jesus.
Et il y a un livre intitulé
and he told all his disciples, his students, I've met the Messiah.
Il a dit à tous ses
he came to me in a vision and he's revealed who he is.
Le Messie, et il est venu dans une vision.
And he's revealed a certain event that has to take place before he can come.
Il a révélé un événement qui doit se passer avant.
And then Rabbi Kaduri wrote now.
He
says, I'm going to write the name of the Messiah in my papers.
Je vais écrire le nom du Messie dans
you will find it there, but only open it 1 year after I die.
Vous allez le retrouver dedans, mais ne
and he died, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Il est décédé il y a deux
and
ans
they opened passé. It up.
Ils l'ont ouvert.
And inside of there, the name of the Messiah was Yehoshua, Jesus.
Le nom de, qu'il était écrit, qui
and Brother Ronnie Peterson said, pay attention, you Gentiles.
Dit,
who is the Messiah speaking to now?
Qui est le Messie à qui parlait maintenant?
He's speaking to the Jews.
Et il parle aux Juifs.
Who was the person who came with that revelation of September the 11th, one that we did here?
Qui était
it was a Jew.
Qui est venu en révélation de,
can you see how God is starting to draw nigh unto them?
Dieu commence à s'approcher
d'eux. Just as much as he takes his spirit off the Gentiles.
De la même manière qu'il enlève son esprit.
But that doesn't apply to his bride.
Mais cela ne s'applique
there's
pas
going
à
to be a feast in the middle of famine.
Il y aura une fête au milieu de la famine.
When the people are wandering to the north, south, east, and west, seeking the real
lorsque
word of God, the Bible says.
Lorsque les gens sont en train d'errer au nord, sud, en train de chercher la volonté de Dieu.
A famine in the land.
Il y a une famine dans le pays.
But we're not having a famine.
Mais nous,
friends, God has granted
famine,
us grace.
Parce que Dieu nous a accordé la grâce.
Because his hand is upon his bride.
Parce que sa main est sur
son but he's taken his hand off from the foolish virgin, friends.
Ça, il peut enlever sa main
and he's starting now to reveal himself to them there.
À se révéler à
he's starting to prepare them.
Il commence à les préparer.
But the Gentile bride has to go first.
Mais l'épouse gentille doit aller
the prophet says, sometimes it makes my heart jump.
Parfois, ça fait sauter mon cœur.
To see them poor, miserable people.
Pour voir ces gens pauvres et misérables.
Cut off yonder.
Coupés.
not knowing where they're going.
Ne sachant pas où ils s'en vont.
And think that God in his mercy did that, that I could be saved.
Pensant que Dieu dans sa miséricorde l'a fait afin
he
que moi je sois
He blinded their eyes from their own Messiah.
Il a aveuglé leurs yeux de leur Messie.
Shut their ears up so they could not hear him.
A fermé leurs yeux pour qu'ils ne puissent pas
they
l'entendre.
They looked right at his miracles.
Ils ont regardé à ses miracles.
And the things that he was doing.
Et les choses qu'il faisait.
But the Bible says they've got eyes and they can't see.
La Bible dit qu'ils ont les yeux mais ne peuvent pas.
So that we could have a chance.
Afin qu'elles puissions avoir une chance.
He pulled the curtain down over his own children's eyes.
Il a fait tomber le rideau aux yeux de ses propres enfants.
Turned his own children away from the table.
S'est détourné de ses propres enfants.
Turned them off to leanness of spirit.
Il les a détournés de cet esprit.
That we might have a chance.
Afin que nous puissions avoir
to
la
get
chance
the life-giving life.
D'avoir oh, l'amour friends, qui donne la
we're
vie.
Drawing from that.
Et nous sommes en train
the stock that was there.
De ces puits
we've been
là.
Grafted and we're bringing forth the fruits
nous
of it.
Avons été graffés et nous produisons le fruit.
But they're so blind.
Ben, ils sont si
and aveugles. They have to be blind.
Et ils doivent être
that's aveugles. How the prophet says, don't waste your time c'est trying to be a missionary prophète. To the Jews.
Ne perds pas ton
it's
temps.
Gonna take Moses and Elijah.
Ça, il faut que
that's
ça
what
Moïse
it's gonna take.
Et
they're going to come and unseal the mystery to them. Moses and Elijah are going to unseal the mystery
Moïse
of Asenath. Why Joseph had to marry a Gentile?
Pourquoi est-ce que Joseph devrait épouser une Gentile?
They're going to unseal the mystery of Moses marrying a Midianite woman. Why did he do that?
Il doit révéler les mystères de Moïse épousant
they're
going to
unseal the mystery of Rahab.
Il va dévoiler les mystères
Ruth,
de Rahab, de Ruth.
In the lineage of Messiah.
Dans la lignée
what are they doing
Messie?
There?
Qu'est-ce qu'elles font là?
They're blind to those things.
Ils sont aveugles à
ces but the message of the hour has unsealed those things to
dévoile
us.
Ces choses.
So we can see our names under the mystery of redemption.
Non, sous les mystères de rédemption.
But they've been blinded of
mais
those
ils
things.
Été aveuglés
they
de
don't understand
choses.
Those things.
Ils ne comprennent pas ces choses.
So Gabriel said to Daniel,
si Gabriel a dit à Daniel
70 weeks are determined
so 70
to finish the transgression.
Pour finir la transgression.
The prophet says Israel did wrong to God.
Israël a causé du mal au Seigneur.
But there's coming a time.
Mais il y a un temps.
That God will finish the transgression.
Dieu finira les transgressions.
And all Israel,
et tout Israël
will be born again.
Naîtra de nouveau.
All of them will receive the Holy Ghost.
144,000
in a day. Friends are going to have a revival there.
Il y aura un réveil
là-bas. It's going to be a powerful work.
Et ça doit être
a short work.
Puissant, un travail très court.
In the midst of tribulation.
Au milieu des tribulations.
Jacob's trouble. And everything is coming into position for
tout
that.
Est en train de se mettre en place.
The prophet says, if you want to know the time that you're living in,
si vous voulez connaître le temps dans lequel vous vivez,
have a look at Israel.
Regardez Israël,
her position among the nations.
Sa position au milieu des nations.
You can see it's late.
Vous pouvez voir que il est
the
tard.
Clock went for 69 and a half weeks.
L'aiguille de la montre a tourné
the prophet says, God doesn't allot time to the Gentiles.
Et
he doesn't allot time to the Gentiles.
Il ne permet pas le temps.
Israel is the timepiece.
Les temps de paix d'Israël.
When they started to rebuild Jerusalem,
lorsqu'ils
the
ont
clock started. 490 years were given to them.
Le temps commençait.
69 and a half weeks.
Et 69,
the Messiah was cut off, not for himself.
Et le Messie va se.
The clock stopped.
Et l'horloge s'est arrêtée.
Israel went into the hands of the Gentiles.
Israël est allé dans les mains des gentils.
Jerusalem, the holy city, was overrun by the uncircumcised.
La cité sainte était gérée par.
And for 2,000 years, the clock hasn't been moving.
Et pendant 2,000 ans, l'horloge n'a pas
bougé. Because Israel has to be back in their land.
Israël doit retourner dans son pays.
Jerusalem has to be back in their hands.
Jérusalem doit être dans.
And the Temple Mount has to be there.
Et la montagne du temple.
And that's the missing piece in
et
the puzzle.
Ça, la pièce qui
we went on the Temple Mount.
Nous
it's
allés
the Ishmaelites in control.
Ce sont les Ismaël
they didn't want to let me in. They wanted to let Brother George in.
Ils ne voulaient pas nous laisser entrer.
We came to the place where the people go in. They said, you can't go in, but your friend can go in. They thought Brother George was a Muslim.
Et ils pensaient que Frère George était musulman. Ils ne pouvaient pas.
And when we went on top of the Temple Mount, they wanted to let him go in the mosque. And they didn't want me to go in the mosque.
Et lorsque nous sommes arrivés à la montagne, ils ne voulaient pas qu'il entre.
But it's the Ishmaelites that are in control.
Mais ce sont les
on that most holy place on earth. physically speaking,
l'endroit saint,
the Jews have the land, they have Jerusalem.
Les Juifs, ils ont le
pays,
but
is that missing portion?
Mais il y a
and that's determining
et c'est ça qui
the
va
clock starting again.
Les débuts,
because Jerusalem is still in the hands of the Gentiles as long as that belongs to the Muslims.
Aussi longtemps que cette pièce appartient aux musulmans.
And that's what the prophet says.
Et c'est ce que le prophète
he
dit.
He says, when they start that temple,
lorsqu'ils recommencent à
he
ce
says,
temple,
watch, that clock will start ticking once again.
L'horloge va recommencer à nouveau.
And we went to Temple Institute, and there they started to make all the garments and all those kind of things.
Et ils ont commencé à faire toutes ces choses.
There's Jews that are in the spirit of the promise.
Il y a les Juifs qui sont dans l'esprit de la promesse.
They're being moved even before the events transpire.
Conduit même avant que les événements.
They're making a preparation.
Et ils font une préparation.
They're anointed to do it.
Ils sont oints à le faire.
They're making a preparation.
Et ils
how
sont
much
en
more
train
us,
de faire
friends?
Should
we not be being moved to make preparation?
Ne pouvons-nous pas être conduits pour faire des préparations?
You don't want to wait for the event to bump you on the head.
Tu n'as pas besoin d'attendre que les événements viennent te surprendre.
You want to be making preparation now.
Tu dois faire des préparations maintenant.
You want to be being prepared right now.
Tu veux être préparé maintenant.
Go to the next slide, please, bro. Brother Victor, he's the brother we're with, good friend of Brother George. Don't speak the same language, but we communicated somehow. Very nice brother. If you go to the next one, bro. This is Brother Solomon Jacobs. We went for two services in his church. He's in Tel Aviv itself. I'll show a few more photos down there. Very nice brother from India. A Jewish father. He's now moved to Israel. They've started a church, got a building. Very nice brother. If you go to the next one, bro. This is his church, Brother Solomon. Next one. The first place that we went, on the first day that we really went, it was interesting how things work. You don't even plan things like that. We thought we'd go to the Sea of Galilee. So the first place we went through Tiberias. And then we went up to Capernaum. Now if you go and read in the Bible, let's look in Matthew chapter 11. It's quite powerful. Just to see how true the words of the Son of Man are.
Pour montrer combien les paroles
Matthew chapter 11, verse 20.
Matthieu chapitre 11, le verset 20.
Jesus went and he preached in three cities there. Four cities.
Il a prêché dans quatre villes.
And he condemned three of them.
Et il a condamné trois d'entre
Matthew 11, verse 20.
Matthieu 11, le verset
then
20.
Began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! We drove past Chorazin. It's just ruins.
Nous avons traversé Chorazin.
Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! There's no more Bethsaida. It's ruins.
Plus de Bethsaida. Ce sont des ruines.
For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 22. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum. Now to us in the message, that means a lot.
Pour nous dans le message,
or thou, Capernaum, Capernaum, that calleth thyself by the city of the angels. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, we went to Sodom the next day. We never planned it like that.
Les jours suivants, nous sommes allés à Sodom.
So we went as the Son of Man. He curses these towns. We get there. We see just the ruins of these places.
Juste comme avec le Fils de l'homme, lorsqu'il a maudit.
The next day we say, let's go south. We go to where Sodom was. We go to the Valley of Salt, the Dead Sea.
Nous sommes allés vers la mer morte.
Which used to be like the garden of the Lord, the Bible says.
Qui était comme le jardin du Seigneur.
Until the Son of Man came to Abraham.
Le Fils de l'homme est venu à Abraham.
And he says, I've heard the cry of Sodom.
Il a dit, j'ai entendu les
and I'm
de
going
Sodom,
down to see.
Et je vais m'enquérir.
And there's a place, if you want to see desolation,
endroit,
it's that
si
place.
Voir la désolation,
a place that used to be like the garden of the Lord as I goest unto Zoar, the Bible says.
Le jardin du Seigneur.
I'll show you some pictures just now.
Et je vais
it's just a desolation.
C'est une
nothing will grow there. Why?
Rien qui puisse grandir là. Pourquoi?
Because the Son of Man
parce que le Fils de
l'homme proclaimed judgment on that place.
A, porté un jugement à
so there was Chorazin there,
il y avait
Capernaum,
Bethsaida.
All of them were judged.
Tous étaient jugés.
And according to history, about 400 AD,
et selon l'histoire,
all were destroyed by an earthquake.
400 ans avant Jésus, ils
destroyed.
Étaient détruits par, après Jésus, ils
étaient and there was a certain king a few hundred years later thought, let's try to rebuild the place.
Et quelques années plus tard, il y a un roi qui
as soon as he started building, he died. And they stopped building.
Dès qu'il a recommencé, il a commencé à rebâtir, il est décédé.
There's a curse on those places, friends.
Il y a une malédiction.
But there's another town there, Tiberias.
Il y a une autre ville là-bas.
But Jesus went to preach as well.
Où Jésus est allé prêcher.
But he never condemned that place.
Il n'a jamais
Let's have a look at the next slide, bro. There's Capernaum. Just Voici ruins. Capernaum. They've excavated under the ground the ruins. There's nothing.
Ils ont ressuscité les ruines, mais il n'y a rien.
Just behind there on that Juste hill, there's Mount Beatitudes. That's where Jesus gave the Beatitudes. It's on
c'est
that hill.
Cette montagne que Jésus a donné les Béatitudes.
But there's nothing left of Capernaum.
Il n'y a rien qui est resté de
Because
Capernaum.
The Son of Man did mighty works.
Le Fils de l'homme a fait des
and they refused
œuvres,
to repent.
Mais ils ont refusé
and he judged that place.
Et il a jugé cet endroit.
I said to the brothers after the second day,
frères,
I said, brothers, just one more place we need to travel to and then we'll be finished.
Yeah,
let's go to Los Angeles. let's close the loop.
Los Angeles.
Here's Capernaum. Here's Sodom, sunk by an earthquake.
Il y a Capernaum, il y a Sodom,
in the days of the Son of Man.
Le tremblement de terre au jour du
and there's Los Angeles.
Et puis il y a Los Angeles.
And the Son of Man did mighty works.
Où le Fils de l'homme a fait
and judgment has been proclaimed.
Le jugement a été
Friends, I wouldn't want to live down there.
Et
go to the next one, bro.
Vivre là-bas.
But here's Tiberias.
Mais voici Tiberias.
It's such a beautiful place.
À une ville si
It's a lovely town, belle. Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee.
Tiberias sur la mer de Galilée.
Heavens and earth will pass away.
Les cieux et la terre
But my words will never pass away.
Mes paroles ne passeront pas.
And if the people refuse, the rocks will cry out, friends. The rocks will testify of the truth of the ministry of the Son of Man. And that's what I saw when I was there. I said, oh Lord, this is your word. There's nothing left in these places. Then you come to Tiberias, it's such a nice tourist town. I said, this is so powerful.
Amen.
But if Jesus had have just turned his face to Tiberias,
Mais si Jésus s'était tourné
it wouldn't have looked like that today.
Il n'allait pas regarder,
Although the word sometimes may tarry, though the vision tarry, wait for it.
Même si le monde peut dire que quand
it took 400 years.
Attendez, il y a 400
Jesus condemned Jerusalem. 40 years it took.
Jésus
destroyed Jerusalem, condemned Jerusalem.
Jésus a condamné Israël, il a pris qu'il
Jesus,
a fallu 40 ans.
Jesus condemned those coastal cities. It took 400 years to come to pass.
A maudit ces villes et il a fallu 400 ans.
But then
ans.
There came God's appointed time.
Puis le temps marqué par
when
Dieu
human history intersected with God's prophetic word.
A intercepté
and
la
God
parole
shook those places down.
Et Dieu a fait trembler ces
which
endroits,
is a type of what he's going to do in this age.
Le type de ce qu'il va
the
faire
prophet says he's going to shake
il dit
the sin world.
À faire trembler ce monde
that great earthquake pécheurs. To the Gentiles in the last day.
Un grand tremblement de terre dans ce monde des gentils.
He says he's going to shake the cities of the earth down, the Bible
va
says.
Ébranler la terre au dernier jour.
And everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken.
Ébranlé sera ébranlé.
But we receiving a kingdom that
Mais
cannot be moved.
Un royaume qui ne peut être ébranlé.
We've received a kingdom, friends.
Nous avons reçu un royaume.
It doesn't matter how the devil shakes you.
Peu importe combien le diable
it just makes
demande,
the roots go down deeper.
Cela ne fait que enfoncer
it just establishes you deeper in the kingdom.
Fait qu'il établit davantage plus profond dans le
he thinks he can shake Job.
Il pense qu'il peut,
all it does brings forth the revelation of the resurrection.
Et cela apporte
I know my Redeemer
la résurrection. Je sais
just made Christ more real to the man.
Il devient de plus en plus
That's the testimony of a real believer.
Ça, c'est le témoignage du vrai croyant.
Can anything happen to a believer if it's
et
not for the good, the prophet
croyant,
says?
C'est pour son bien.
It's for the good. Go to the next one, bro.
C'est pour son bien.
From there we went to Mount Transfiguration.
Et là, nous sommes allés à la montagne des Transfigurations.
And I really liked that place.
Et j'ai vraiment
this is where Jesus took Peter, James and John.
C'est là que Jésus
up on a high mountain apart to pray.
Haute montagne pour prier.
And while he prayed, he was transfigured before them.
Pendant qu'il priait, il était transfiguré.
We didn't go to the top.
Nous sommes pas
and allés. Immortality shone through his mortality.
L'immortalité a brillé sur son,
and the prophet said it's a type of the resurrection.
Et le prophète dit que c'est
there was Moses.
La résurrection. Il y avait Moïse.
The dead in Christ.
Ah, les morts.
There was Elijah, those who are alive and remain.
Ceux qui sont vivants.
And Christ was transfigured before them.
Qui se transfigurait devant eux.
But in Matthew it says, as they came down from the mountain,
Matthieu, il dit, alors qu'ils descendaient de la montagne,
Jesus charged them,
Jésus les a
tell the vision to no man.
De ne dire à personne cette
vision. And his disciples said,
et ses disciples ont dit,
why then do the scribes say that Elijah must first come?
Ah, pourquoi est-ce que l'écriture dit qu'Élie doit venir?
You can imagine him walking down there with them and they ask him,
imaginez
Master,
lui en train de marcher
why does it say that Elijah must first come?
Ah, les scribes disent que Élie doit venir.
To Jesus, church wasn't just in the building.
Jésus,
everywhere was church.
Pas juste dans les bâtiments,
and to the real believer, everywhere is church.
Et pour les vrais croyants, partout,
the world is your parish.
Ah, le monde, c'est ta paroisse.
Jesus preached one of his most powerful sermons on that mount.
Jésus a prêché l'un des sermons les plus puissants sur cette montagne, les
Béatitudes. It should never finish here, friends.
Nous ne finirons pas
He wants
ici.
To speak to you on the way to Emmaus.
Il veut te parler sur la voie vers Emmaus.
He wants to appear in your midst like he did the disciples.
Il veut apparaître à ton milieu comme il a fait avec.
They're just walking with him down this mountain.
Il marche avec lui le long.
What does it say that Elijah must first come?
Pourquoi est-ce qu'ils disent que
and Jesus starts revealing to his disciples that Elijah already has come.
À révéler à ses disciples qu'Élie est déjà venu.
And then they get down to the bottom of this hill and they bring this boy that the disciples couldn't cast out the demon.
Ils arrivent vers les bas de cette montagne avec un enfant que
Jesus cast it out.
Ne pouvait pas délivrer.
And then they say,
Jésus l'a délivré.
Why couldn't we cast it out? He says, because of your lack of faith.
Pourquoi ils lui ont demandé?
And it's interesting how he says it.
C'est à cause du
He says, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed,
si vous aviez la foi comme le grain de moustarde,
you shall say to this mountain,
vous diriez à cette
montagne, must have pointed, you shall say to this mountain,
il doit avoir pointé, vous direz à cette
remove
montagne,
hence to yonder place,
and it shall remove, et elle va quitter,
and nothing shall be impossible unto you. It's interesting, we had a picnic there, but I thought of that. I said, he said unto this mount. It's very interesting. We were speaking of it with the brothers there. From there, we just passed through Nazareth. We didn't spend much time there. Go to the next one, please, Brian. Went to this village, which was like it was in Bible days. And they were selling these robes. So Brother George, as usual, put on the robe. But what I found interesting, the next one, I put this one on WhatsApp. There's different robes for men and women.
Les robes différentes.
So many people say that.
Beaucoup de gens disent ainsi.
The Lord would never have said in Deuteronomy.
Le Seigneur ne pouvait jamais dire en Deutéronome.
A woman shouldn't wear that which pertains to a man.
L'homme, la femme ne peut pas porter.
If there wasn't a difference between what men and women wore.
Différence entre ce que l'homme.
But people try to justify and said, no, they wore robes in those days. That means nothing.
Disant que c'était des robes de toutes les façons.
There's a man's robe and there's a woman's robe, and they're made different, and it's a different material.
Les robes des femmes et des hommes, et ce sont des matériaux différents.
That's the way it was in those days. So to a Jew, he understood perfectly that a man shouldn't wear a garment that pertains to a woman, that is associated with a woman. Now, let me ask you a simple question. When you put a picture of trousers up, what do you associate that with? With man. All through the ages, trousers were associated with man.
Maintenant, tous les âges, les pantalons étaient
Until
associés
this
avec les hommes.
Wicked and adulterous generation.
Jusqu'à cette génération adultère et perverse.
And the Bible says a woman shouldn't wear that which pertains to a man.
Et la Bible dit que la femme ne peut pas porter
cette that which is associated, which belongs to a man, and a man mustn't wear that which belongs to a woman.
La femme ne peut pas porter ce qui appartient aux hommes et les
It's
hommes.
It's just us uncircumcised Gentiles who don't understand
c'est
those
juste
things.
Les
to a Jew, it wouldn't have made any. He wouldn't have had any problem with that commandment.
He knows. Pas
a woman has her robe. I have my robe.
Pour les Juifs, ils savent
it's an abomination in the eyes of God for me to put on her. What am I trying to do?
Qu'est-ce que tu essaies de faire?
A man has his position, a woman has her position.
L'homme est dans sa position.
The way that God
position.
Made us in the beginning.
La façon dont Dieu nous
and
a
all God's asks of us, stay in your position.
De nous, c'est de
and wear the clothes associated with that position.
Les vêtements qui sont associés
Don't try
avec
to take
position.
The other person's place.
N'essayez pas de prendre la place de quelqu'un
That's when you get ourselves in all
c'est
kinds of trouble.
Nous nous trouvons dans beaucoup
as
de
we see
de
in this age.
Comme nous voyons en cet âge.
From there we went to Mount Carmel.
De là, nous sommes allés sur le Mont Carmel.
And the prophet says, I was there at Mount Carmel.
J'étais sur le Mont Carmel.
Oh, friends, it speaks us of our day.
Amis, ça parle de notre jour.
It speaks us of Elijah
ça parle d'Élie
on the scene. And even more importantly, the God of Elijah on the scene.
Les dieux d'Élie sur la scène.
And the God of Elijah came to prove that he is God.
Est venu prouver qu'il est Dieu.
And the prophets of Baal were so emotional and they jumped up and down.
Et les prophètes de Baal étaient si émotionnels, sautaient, montaient.
But the skies were like brass.
Les cieux étaient comme
brass. Friends, to a believer, you don't have to force anything out of God.
Tu n'as pas besoin de forcer quoi que ce soit.
Elijah never sweated himself.
Élie n'a jamais transpiré.
He just made sure things were according to the vision.
Il a fait les choses selon la vision.
He just took those 12 stones, restored the altar that Jezebel had broken down.
Et a restauré l'autel, a rétabli
l'autel. Just put things back in the position they were supposed to be.
Il a remis les choses en position.
And then he prayed and he says, Lord,
et il a prié et dit, Seigneur,
let it be known this day
qu'il soit connu aujourd'hui
that you are God in Israel,
que tu es Dieu en Israël,
and that I am your servant,
et je suis ton
and that I've done these things at your word.
Et que j'ai fait
and
ces
the fire fell and consumed not just the sacrifice, the Bible says,
and
consumed the stones as well.
Le fer consumait même les pierres.
And that's when the people fell down in a temporary revival.
Sont tombés dans un réveil temporaire.
The Lord is God, the Lord is God.
Le Seigneur est Dieu.
Next chapter, they're worshiping Baal again.
Et les jours suivants,
you don't want that kind of religion, friends.
Baal, vous ne voulez pas ce genre.
This is where Elijah taught us perseverance.
C'est là qu'Élie
he prayed seven times.
Il a prié sept fois.
And then came a cloud the size of a man's hand.
Et puis,
it didn't come first time.
La nuée du Fils de l'homme.
Even a prophet has to persevere in prayer.
Et même le prophète doit persévérer dans la
How
prière.
How much more you and I?
Combien
you have to persevere.
Moi, tu dois persévérer.
And I like this must have been the place that Elijah had where he used to go and pray to his
et
God.
Je crois que c'est cet endroit où Élie avait l'habitude d'aller prier.
And down there there's the brook Kishon.
Il y a Kishon.
We said, take the prophets, slay them, and it said, slay them by the brook.
Prenez les prophètes et abattez-le.
Let's go to the next one, bro. This is the Dead Sea now.
Voici la mer morte.
This is salt.
Ça, c'est le sel.
The Sea of Salt.
La mer.
It was really hot when you were there as well. Go to the next one, bro.
Il faisait très chaud lorsque nous étions là.
That's Moab.
Ça, c'est Moab.
Like I put on WhatsApp. That, those mountains there is where,
ces montagnes-là,
where Ruth came from.
De là que Ruth est venue.
That's the mountains of Moab.
C'est la montagne de,
then this Moab. Here was the inheritance of Reuben.
Et là, c'était
if you can read in your Bible, it's very interesting. This is where Sodom was.
C'est là que s'est trouvé Sodom.
Down on the southeast side of the Dead Sea.
Vers
it used to be a fruitful place.
C'était un endroit fructifié.
Until God cursed it.
Jusqu'à ce que Dieu l'a maudit.
Friends, you don't want your life to be like that.
Ami, tu veux pas que
don't you desire your life to increase in fruitfulness?
Ne désire pas que ta vie puisse
how sad to speak of, I used to be a fruitful field.
Non pas seulement parler, j'étais
but now there's just a desolation.
Maintenant, ce n'est que la désolation.
It's never the will of God.
Et ce n'est jamais la
he doesn't want your
Dieu.
Life to be like that.
Ne veut pas
go to the
que
next
ta
one,
vie
bro.
Soit ainsi.
This is the wilderness, brother Alex, our interpreter. There's the wilderness of Judea.
Ça, c'est le désert de Judée.
It says about the wilderness of Judea.
À propos de
and it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. If you go to the next one, just to show, bro. En-Gedi, that's where David was.
Et c'est là que s'est trouvé,
it was a barren place.
C'était un endroit,
it wasn't easy for David, the rejected king.
Un endroit stérile, c'était pas facile pour un roi rejeté comme David.
But that's where he was with his Gentile warriors.
Mais c'est là que s'est trouvé David avec ses guerriers gentils.
And God was watching over him there.
Et Dieu veillait sur lui.
And then he went in the cave with his men, and Saul came in.
Il est allé dans la caverne avec ses hommes.
And the Lord put Saul into his hand.
Saul est venu et Dieu a mis Saul en sa main.
And that was the great test.
Et ça c'était un
the
grand
test of forgiveness.
Le test de ton témoignage.
Before David could ascend to the throne.
Avant que David n'arrive.
That was the place that it was.
C'est
go to the next one, bro. We'll skip through. Then we came to Jericho.
Et puis nous sommes arrivés à Jericho.
The lowest place on earth.
L'endroit le plus bas de la terre.
And that's how the prophet says Jesus. We said it last night. He came to the lowest city on earth.
C'est là que la Bible dit il est allé vers les endroits
and
les plus bas de la terre.
And he had to look up to see the shortest man in the city.
Et il devrait chercher l'homme le plus court de la ville.
That is humility, friends.
Ça c'est l'humilité.
Now Jesus will go. It doesn't matter where. To find one of his children. If he has to go through Jericho, he'll
s'il
go through
aller
Jericho.
À Jericho, il ira.
If you go to the next one, bro. It's a Muslim place.
Ah, c'est un endroit musulman.
But they were so friendly to us.
Mais ils étaient
they were very good to us when we went to that place.
Ah, ils étaient très
they asked amicaux. Where we were from. We told them. They all said, "You're so welcome."
Nous sommes allés, nous leur avons dit,
go to the next one, bro.
Et ils ont dit, vous êtes la bienvenue.
That's the tree. Zacchaeus, the sycamore tree.
L'arbre où se trouvait Zacchée.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. This was a sinful man.
C'était un pécheur.
It doesn't matter what you've done.
Peu importe ce que tu as fait.
There's still an appointed time.
Il y a toujours un temps marqué.
He'll pass your way.
Il passera sur ton chemin.
And by God's grace, many times he passes our way more than once.
Plusieurs fois, plus d'une fois, il passe sur notre
chemin. He doesn't have to do it.
Il n'a pas besoin de le
faire. But it's his goodness.
Mais c'est sa bonté.
And he sought to see Jesus who he was. And he could not for the press because he was little of stature. That's a good scripture for the short people. He was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Ah, oh, friends. If you know he's going to pass a certain place,
si vous savez qu'il va passer à un certain
if something
endroit,
speaks to you inside of your soul,
quelque chose parle à l'intérieur
don't let
de
anything hinder you.
Ne laissez rien
if
vous
there's
empêcher,
a desire to see him,
un désir de le voir,
he's going to pass that
il
way.
Va passer sur votre chemin.
But make sure you take advantage of that visitation.
Vous prenez avantage, vous en profitez.
Even if you've got to do things on extreme, climb up into a sycamore tree.
Extreme, et qu'il faut monter
and,
sur
and we know
un
the
arbre.
Prophet takes the drum and says he couldn't get up and he had to take the garbage can and put it under the tree and how the garbage fell on him and all that.
Les prophètes font une illustration comment est-ce qu'il devrait faire pour
but when that seed in you wants expression,
cette semence, une
it
fois
wants expression, friends.
Elle veut s'exprimer.
And it's never going to be satisfied until it can express itself.
Elle ne sera jamais satisfaite jusqu'à ce qu'elle soit
satisfaite. This man outwardly he was a Jacob, he was a crook.
Imaginez comme Jacob.
But inwardly he was a son of Israel.
À l'intérieur, il
he
était
was a son of Abraham, Jesus
il était
said.
Enfant d'Abraham, Jésus dit.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree.
Il est monté sur cet
and
arbre.
When Jesus came to the place,
et Jésus est arrivé à cet endroit,
he looked up.
Il a regardé.
And he saw him.
Et il a vu.
And he said, Zacchaeus,
il dit, Zacchée,
make haste. That's good advice.
C'est un bon
make haste.
Hâte-toi.
Why linger?
Pourquoi
deliverance is near.
La délivrance est tout proche.
New life is near.
Une nouvelle vie est proche.
The Son of Man is near.
Le Fils de l'homme est proche.
Make haste.
Hâte-toi.
Don't put other things before it.
Ne mets pas d'autres choses.
Make haste and come down.
Hâte-toi de descendre.
For today I must abide at your house.
Car aujourd'hui je vais demeurer en
what
ta
a
maison.
Privilege. The Son of Man says, "I want to abide at your house."
Dit, je veux demeurer dans
oh,
ta
friends,
maison.
I can identify with that.
Et, je veux m'identifier avec
and
ça.
He made haste.
Et il s'est précipité.
He didn't have to be smart.
Il n'avait pas besoin d'être intelligent.
He just had to be obedient.
Il voulait juste. Il n'avait
and
pas
he made haste and came down.
Et il a été, il est descendu.
And received him joyfully.
Et il a reçu.
That's a real believer.
Ça, c'est un vrai
when the message comes your way, you receive it joyfully.
Tu le reçois.
Where can I get more of these books? Where can I get more of these tapes?
Où est-ce que je peux avoir encore plus de ces livres?
I want the Son of Man to abide in my house.
Je veux que le Fils de l'homme puisse demeurer dans ma maison.
And he received him. And then
et
let's continue
reçu.
On.
On continue.
If you go next one, please, bro. This is the ruins now of Jericho.
Ce sont les ruines de Jéricho.
Down there is the Jordan in the valley.
Là en bas, c'est la vallée de Jordan.
That's where Joshua.
C'est là que
crossed
Jésus
with the children of Israel
a traversé avec les enfants d'Israël au temps de la moisson.
And there's the 12 stones. We never went there.
Nous ne sommes pas allés là où se trouvaient les 12 pierres.
And the people in Jericho were looking down and they knew.
Les gens à Jéricho pouvaient
their hearts were failing them for fear.
Leur cœur tremblait.
Because they knew the judgments of God were in the earth.
Que les jugements de Dieu étaient sur terre.
And here was Rahab living in this place.
Et voici là où se trouvait.
And there was a seed inside of her.
Il y avait une semence à l'intérieur.
And Joshua made them camp down there in Gilgal.
Josué les a fait camper là à Gilgal.
And he sent the two spies.
Et il a envoyé les deux espions.
And the two spies came into
et
the city.
Les deux espions sont venus dans la ville.
And it says, and before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said, I know the Lord has given you the land. Amen. And that your terror is fallen upon us. And all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Friends, that's the day we're living in.
Ça, c'est le jour
Men's hearts are failing for fear.
Les cœurs tombent des fureurs.
Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. Since I've showed you kindness, and give me a true token. Oh, friends, that's all that you're supposed to do.
C'est tout ce que vous êtes censé faire.
What is your desire in this
age?
Education's okay, but it's not going to get you beyond this life.
Mais dans cette vie,
riches is okay.
La richesse est bon.
It's going to perish in the burning
ça
of Sodom.
Va périr dans les bâtiments.
But if you're asking for a true token,
si tu demandes un vrai signe,
that's all that you need.
C'est ce dont tu as besoin.
It's the true token.
C'est le vrai
and
signe.
That's what she desired.
Et c'est ce
so she told them, next one, brother, she told them, get thee to the mountain.
Monter sur la montagne.
Lest the pursuers meet you. Hide yourselves there 3 days.
Cachez-vous dedans.
And they got themselves to the mountain and they hid themselves there. Go to the next one, brother. We'll finish. That's where they marched around Jericho.
C'est là, la montagne à côté.
We can identify ourselves there.
Nous pouvons nous identifier
seven times on the seventh day.
Sept fois au septième jour.
And at the evening time.
Et au temps du soir.
The trumpets blew.
La trompette a sonné.
And the Gentile kingdoms came tumbling down.
Et le royaume des gentils est tombé.
And there's the ruins of Jericho.
Et voici les ruines de Jericho.
Let's skip the next one, brother. It's just Elisha. We won't speak of that. Skip that one, Hebron. That's where brother George. One more. This was a soldier that wasn't happy at first, and he's the one that got us arrested down the way.
Le soldat qui nous a arrêtés.
Because, like us joking, if you're going to go, seven of you in a car.
Si vous voyagez sept dans
and one of you is going to leave your passport at home by mistake.
Et l'un d'entre vous va laisser son passeport.
Make sure it's not the one that looks like a Muslim.
Assurez-vous que ce n'est pas celui qui apparaît comme un musulman.
But it was Brother George who left his passport. And then it's, out of the car, out of the car. Show us your passport. And they said to us, you people can go, but he stays here. And we would have had to leave him in the West Bank. But the Lord had better thoughts for him. And there came these other soldiers now. They radioed ahead and these other soldiers came to us. And this one man came to us and says, what's your name? I said, I'm Andrew. He says, my name's Dan. Don't worry about it.
T'inquiète pas.
And then the other guy says, do you know this man? I said, yes, he's my close friend. And he was from, as a Jew from England. I said, he lives in Dublin, we live in Northern Ireland. Then they said, okay, we'll let you pass. But you ain't going to get through the checkpoint. We drove to the checkpoint. We said, brothers, let's wait and see. Let's see what the Lord can do. It was so good. Got to the checkpoint. The Muslim guy comes to the car window to Brother Alex. Show me all your passports. We give the man six passports. Seven of us in the car. He looks at my passport, gives it back. Looks at Brother Alex, looks at the next one, gets distracted by something. Somebody calls him. He says to Alex, are all the rest of you Russians? But Alex says, yes. He gives us our passport, says, you can go. And he went through the checkpoint. But it's amazing. We had gone through so many, and they never checked Brother George. Until the Israeli army caught us, and then we had to produce our papers. Let's finish off coming to the main things, friend. Let's come to Calvary. Let's go to the next one, Brian. You skip that one, that's okay. That's about Jonah. We'll get to another time. Skip that one. Skip that one. Let's go to Jerusalem. I showed that for two things.
Je montre ça pour deux choses.
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people.
Comme les montagnes entourent Jérusalem,
these are the mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
Ça,
and to show the traffic.
Pour montrer le trafic.
The traffic is fierce in that place.
Go to the next one. Très mauvais à cet endroit.
The citadel of David.
La citadelle de David.
That's to the old city. Go to the next one. Looking out from the Temple Mount.
De la montagne du temple.
Over the temple,
sur le temple,
where the temple used to stand. This is where Jesus spoke to his disciples.
C'est là que Jésus a parlé à ses disciples.
When he had told them, not one stone will be left upon another.
Lorsqu'il a dit, pas une pierre ne restera.
And then he went up the mountain the evening
il est allé,
time.
Sur la montagne,
and the disciples came to the Son of Man on
et
the mount.
Les disciples sont venus au Fils de l'homme,
and he unveiled the mystery to them.
Et il leur a révélé les mystères
of what laid ahead for Jerusalem.
De ce qui venait pour Israël,
and
pour
there's
Jerusalem.
The abomination that makes desolate standing in the holy place.
La désolation.
Go to the next one, please, brother. Gethsemane.
Gethsemane.
On the way down, we came to Gethsemane.
En descendant, nous sommes arrivés à Gethsemane.
It's a serious place. You can't go in. You can just stand on the outside.
Un endroit sérieux, vous pouvez pas
entrer.
But this
is the garden of Gethsemane.
Mais ça, c'est le jardin.
This is the place
c'est
that Christ made his place of prayer.
Christ a fait sa place de
that
prière.
Place must be hallowed by his prayers.
Ah, ça doit être cet endroit qui est environné.
If those ancient olive trees could speak, imagine the tales they could tell.
Ah, si ces oliviers pouvaient parler.
Go to the next one, bro. That's the eastern gate.
Ça, c'est la pierre de l'est.
That's the gate Jesus rode in on his mule.
La porte de l'est.
On Palm Sunday. He rode in on his donkey.
Okay, Jésus était sur l'âne.
And then later on, they shut the gates up.
Et plus tard, ils ont bloqué.
Because they said only the Messiah. Can come in through these gates.
Le Messie peut entrer dans ces portes.
And then the Muslims in 1917 said, "Let's open the gates."
Et puis en 1917,
and the British came and beat them, and they never opened the gates.
Les Britanniques sont venus, les ont battus, et
because Christ comes in the eastern gate.
Parce que Christ revient.
The prophet says, "When his feet stand on the Mount of Olives."
Et il dit que lorsque
God's going to open that way.
Dieu va ouvrir cette
That's
voie.
The way the Muslims they put ça, their grave voie. In front, saying no holy man would ever go over a grave. the devil tries to stop the promises of God.
Parce que aucun homme saint ne peut passer par les tombes.
It's like trying to blow into the wind.
C'est comme essayant de souffler dans le
His
vent.
Word will come to pass.
Sa parole va Next s'accomplir. Round.
We went up the Temple Mount.
Nous sommes allés sur la montagne du
temple. And that's where they think the most holy place was, but it wasn't.
C'est là qu'ils pensent que c'est là où se trouvait.
I know Brother George Martin, he told that, and it's true. I went and read up on it. Go to the next one.
George Martin nous l'a.
The holy place was down here.
Et c'est ici que se trouvait le lieu très saint.
The devil got fooled once again.
Ah, une fois,
he thought, I've put the mosque right where it was, but it's not.
Pense que il a placé le temple.
But you notice one thing here, not one stone. These are all built well after the temple.
Ça, ce sont des choses qu'on a rebâti après
this
le
is
temple.
Where the temple stood.
C'est ici que le temple était bâti.
And the Son of Man proclaimed judgment upon that place.
A proclamé le jugement sur cet
and
endroit.
Said, not one stone will be left upon
pas
another.
Une seule pierre ne sera restée sur
it's
une autre.
Completely barren.
Complètement stérile.
Completely, not one stone was left.
Pas une seule pierre.
Go to the next one,
bro.
Here's the stones.
Voici les pierres.
From the Temple Mount, they threw them down. Here's all the stones.
Voici toutes les pierres qui sont descendues de la montagne.
This has been excavated now.
Ça a été extrait.
This is one that Brother George was telling me, Brother George Martin. This is the place where the money changers used to change the money in the time of Jesus.
C'est ici où les changeurs d'argent se trouvaient.
That's exactly where Jesus came and whipped them in that day.
C'est là où Jésus est venu et les a frappés.
And Brother George Martin was joking, saying, "What is this called?" It's next to the wall. He said, "It's Wall Street."
C'est à côté d'un mur.
It's where he came and
Wall
whipped
Street.
Them in Wall Street, like he's doing again. In this age.
C'est là qu'il est venu et les a frappés à Wall Street comme il l'a fait
but
aujourd'hui.
Those are the stones of the original temple.
Les pierres du
and not
temple
one stone shall be left upon another.
Pas une seule one, pierre n'est restée sur une autre.
That's the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall.
Ça c'est les
the prophet calls it the Weeping Wall. It's not part of the temple. The temple was built up there on that platform.
Le temple était bâti plus haut là-bas.
Now we had the privilege to go under on a tour under the temple. Under the Western Wall.
Nous avons eu ce privilège d'aller en dessous du temple.
With this guide,
avec
Jewish guide.
Ce guide.
And it was a powerful experience.
Et c'était une expérience.
Brother George had told me about that place.
Les frères George.
Because they went there with Brother George Martin last time.
Parce qu'ils étaient avec
they take you to the place which is the closest place that a Jew can go to the most holy place.
Ils vous amènent à un endroit où le plus proche où les Juifs.
And just behind
aller.
This. Doors which they've shut,
sealed. Il y a des portes qu'ils ont scellées.
The Jews believe that's where all the holy vessels were stored.
Et les Juifs croient que c'est
the
là.
The Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat.
Et l'arche de l'alliance.
And friends, as you walk towards that place, no one had to tell me. Brother George, bear with. No one has to tell you that's the place.
Lorsque nous marchons là-bas, personne
each step you take, the quickening power just gets more.
La
it is such an anointed place. And
si,
the prophet said,
le prophète a dit,
that's the place that he placed his name.
C'est là l'endroit où il a
and his name
son nom.
Is still there.
Et son nom est toujours là.
And we got to that place et and it was such a glorious place. And the guide says, anybody who wants to pray, you can pray. Go to the next one.
Et il dit,
we prayed.
Prier,
you have to put on your little Yamukade, because it's a holy place. Friends, you could have stayed there all day.
Et nous pouvions rester là toute la journée.
And it was such a revelation to me.
Et
I said, Lord,
révélation
now I understand.
Et Seigneur, maintenant je comprends.
When Daniel, although the temple was broken down, Daniel, when he wanted to pray, he set his face towards that holy
même
place.
Si son, le temple était, renversé, il a tourné
because
vers
under
Jérusalem.
That covenant, that dispensation, God's presence stayed there.
Dieu, est resté, la présence de Dieu est
that's
là.
Why Hannah would come where he placed his name.
Anna pouvait venir là où
and
il
the
a
quickening
son
power would come into her prayer.
Pouvait venir en prière.
And she'd prevail and overcome
et,
in prayer.
Elle a prévalu et a vaincu
it's
dans
a glorious
prière.
Place.
Glorieux.
You just wish you guys said to Brother George, yeah, if you could just bring your Bible and come and sit here for a few hours. You wouldn't have to prepare for messages for a few months. You'd get an inspiration. It was a powerful place. So we continued on from there. Next one.
Nous avons continué de là.
Now, it was so interesting the way that this worked.
C'était si intéressant la façon
we went down to that place and there was such a glory of the Shekinah.
Nous sommes descendus à cet endroit, il y avait une telle gloire.
The next evening now we had service
les soirs suivants,
with the Russian believers.
Avec les, croyants
now,
russes.
That was on Friday evening.
C'était, les vendredis
on the Saturday soir. Evening, the Sabbath, we had to go to preach for the Brother Solomon again
retourner à Tel Aviv pour prêcher.
So when we take in the service, I thought, okay, when I go tomorrow to Tel Aviv,
je me suis dit, quand j'irai
the next day
Aviv,
is Purim, the feast of Esther.
Purim, la fête de
and then
la Pâque.
I'll speak about Esther. And all week I've been preparing about that.
De Pâques, toute la semaine, j'ai parlé
we got
de
into
Pâques.
The service with the Russian
nous
brothers.
Entré dans le service avec ses,
started taking the service.
Frère Russe, j'ai commencé le service.
Then his glory came down.
Et puis sa gloire est descendue.
And it was so powerful. And after the service, Brother George said, he said, brother, that was the same anointing that was down there.
C'est la même onction qui était
and I
là
said, brother, that's the truth.
Les frères, c'est la vérité.
Because where is his name now? It's in his bride.
Où se trouve son nom maintenant, c'est son
that same épouse. Glory where he placed his name was now in the midst of his people.
Le même endroit où il a placé sa gloire est maintenant au milieu de son peuple.
And then while when that real anointing came down,
lorsque la vraie onction est descendue,
the Lord spoke something so
le Seigneur a
clear to my soul.
Qui a touché mon âme.
And I spoke to Brother George after. Brother George said that was the same presence that was at the temple.
La même présence
I said, Brother George, the
temple,
Lord totally changed what I wanted to preach tomorrow.
Le Seigneur a changé
I said the Lord spoke to me of something which I preached. I actually searched. It was in Czech Republic in 2008. I'd forgotten about it.
J'ai parlé de quelque chose en République
Tchèque. So I went the next day. Got my notes about it.
J'ai retrouvé mes notes.
Started to study once again. I said, Lord, this is what you want me to preach. I didn't know why.
Seigneur, c'est ça que tu veux que je prêche. Je sais pas pourquoi.
Go to the next slide, bro. That was preaching the next day.
Et ça, c'était le jour
when we got there, we finished that service.
Nous avons fini ce service.
Brother Solomon Jacob gets up. I think it's the next slide, Brother Solomon. Yes, he gets up.
Il s'est levé.
And he says, Saints, I just want to thank the Lord
Saint, je veux remercier le Seigneur
for sending Brother Andrew away.
Pour avoir envoyé le frère
he said,
Andrew.
I've been praying the whole week.
J'ai prié toute la semaine.
He said, I've been saying, Lord, why did you send me here?
Dis, Seigneur, pourquoi tu m'as envoyé
it's
ici?
So expensive.
C'est si
we don't speak the language.
Nous ne parlons pas la langue.
Our church isn't big.
Notre église n'est
there's
pas
so
grande.
Much more to do in India.
Beaucoup à faire en Inde.
Lord, you need to give me a sign.
Seigneur, donne-moi un
you
signe.
You need to speak to me and show me.
Parle-moi et montre-moi.
That I'm supposed to be here.
Que je suis censé être ici.
And exactly what came to me in the pulpit that day.
Et c'est exactement ce qui est venu
was exactly
moi.
The answer to that man's
et
prayer.
C'est exactement la
and I said to myself, I said, Lord, this is such a good lesson.
Elle dit, ça, c'est une très bonne leçon.
I said, in the Old Testament, if you wanted an answer,
si tu voulais une réponse,
you would go to the temple.
Tu vas au temple.
And you would go to the mercy seat.
Et tu vas au trône
and God would speak to you from the mercy seat.
Et Dieu te parle
now the mercy seat's in the bride.
Et là, le trône de miséricorde
so Brother Solomon is praying the whole week to the
et
God who's on the mercy seat.
Les frères Salomon en train de prier
and the prophet says the mercy seat's in you.
Et le frère Anam dit que le,
and then that anointing comes down and God speaks to the man from the mercy seat.
Et l'onction descend,
friends, it was just such a progression with being in his glory in the temple,
être dans sa présence
being in his glory in the bride,
être dans sa gloire
then God spoke to the man from the mercy seat.
Dieu parle à l'homme
and I said, Lord, that's exactly the gospel.
Seigneur, c'est ça,
that's how we don't need to go to Jerusalem to experience his presence. You know it yourself as a believer. When we went there, it was just a confirmation of the glory that you've already got inside of your soul. But you could associate it. You could say, yes, Lord, I understand. Understand why Solomon, when he prayed, he says, Lord, if your people are in trouble and they look to this holy place, then Lord, hear. Lord, answer from heaven. There's something special about that place. That's why there's such a tussle in Jerusalem about that most holy place. Because that's the place that God chose to place his name. Friends, it's very powerful to me. When we went there, I said, Lord, every place we're going so full of virtue here. I've skipped a lot and there's more. I want to look at those things. We'll finish off now. But just to finish with what we started with, what makes it powerful is when you come to a place and already in your experience you've had something which you can identify with in that place. What good is it to go to the upper room if you've never experienced your own upper room? Why go to a room and say, you know, the Holy Ghost fell in this place 2,000 years ago? You'll never appreciate it until there was a time and a day when the Holy Ghost came into your upper room. That's when you appreciate those places. When you see him calling Zacchaeus, you know, Lord, but you spoke to me the same way. Let's skip the last few slides here. Go up, back to the previous one. This is the Via Dolorosa
in Jerusalem. Dolorosa.
It's the so-called way of the cross.
La voie vers
and they have all these stations that you're supposed to follow, that Jesus here, he fell with his cross and different things.
Et
it's tradition.
Endroits, c'est comme la tradition.
If you go to the next slide. If you follow the Via Dolorosa from Gethsemane through the holy city, they put the Calvary over here.
Ils ont placé le Calvaire ici.
But he had to be crucified north of the city.
Mais il devrait être crucifié
he had to be crucified without the city gates.
Il devrait
go to the next one, bro.
En dehors de
here's the old city.
Voici
here's
la,
Mount
la,
Moriah.
Voici la,
le here's where they say he was crucified.
C'est là, le voici là où ils disent
so why does the Lord send Abraham with Isaac to Mount Moriah?
Pourquoi Jésus était, Dieu était
if Christ is going to be crucified here,
doit être crucifié ici.
He's going to be crucified on Mount Moriah.
Il doit être crucifié sur
if
le
you
Mont
want to find the real place that Christ was crucified, you're going to look on Mount Moriah.
Trouver le vrai endroit où Christ était crucifié.
And there's only one place that Mount Moriah goes beyond the walls of the city.
Mont Moriah va au-delà des,
Paul says Jesus had to suffer murs. Without the camp.
Paul dit que Jésus devrait souffrir
he had to go out of the Damascus gate.
Il devrait sortir les villes de Damas.
And friends, that place, if you go to the next one,
cet endroit,
the place of the skull.
L'endroit des squelettes.
It's called Gordon's Calvary.
C'est appelé le
Calvary. It was only discovered about 100 years ago.
Ça a été découvert il y a juste
and there's a revelation there as well.
Il y a une révélation
the
là.
Real power of the cross.
La vraie puissance
it was
la
hidden
croix.
Through the ages,
c'était
friends.
Caché pendant
and even naturally, in the natural, God allowed something to be unveiled.
Dans les naturels, Dieu a permis que quelque chose soit dévoilé.
And the original came into view.
Et l'original est venu.
Whereas people had been following this traditional way, bringing them to a place that wasn't really the cross.
Les gens suivaient leur voie traditionnelle, les amenant à un endroit qui ne
friends,
pas
and if a church like the Catholic Church
si une église comme l'église
can't even show you the physical location of where he died.
Ne peut même pas montrer l'endroit.
I don't ever want to trust my soul with him either.
Je ne veux pas si je
if they're going to tell you he died there and he didn't, it's not even scriptural that he died there.
Il est mort là-bas alors que ce n'est même pas scripturaire.
But the sad thing about this place,
la chose triste à propos de cet endroit,
Golgotha.
Golgotha.
Is it a bus terminus?
C'est un arrêt des bus.
Emergency taxi. They don't even esteem them. There's not even a sign to tell you.
Il n'y a même pas de signe pour te dire.
But I thought that's the way it's supposed to be.
Amen. C'est ainsi que
because
c'est
he's the rejected king.
Parce qu'il est un roi rejeté.
It's not for everybody.
Il n'est pas pour tout le monde.
The world doesn't esteem the message of the cross is foolishness to the world.
Le message de l'heure c'est la folie pour
but
le
to
monde.
Us that are being saved, it's
et
the power
sauvés, c'est la
of God.
De Dieu.
Go to the next one, Bryce. We finish. The taxis and the cars. And they wondered what Brother George and I would do. They took a hard time finding the place.
Et nous avions eu un temps difficile pour retrouver l'endroit.
But there they crucified him.
Mais c'est là qu'ils l'ont crucifié.
But you know what the Lord's trying to show there as well.
C'est que le Seigneur essaie de montrer
it's
là.
Not important to know where he was crucified.
Pas important de montrer là où il a été crucifié.
Because you can meet him at the foot of the cross now.
Tu peux les rencontrer maintenant.
It's not a physical location.
C'est
it's nice to go. It's wonderful to go.
C'est merveilleux d'aller.
But you can meet him here.
Mais tu peux les rencontrer.
You can
ici.
Kneel at your altar, which is at the
tu
foot of the cross.
À ton hôtel qui est au pied de la
and
croix.
It'll be even more real to you here than it would be if you went there.
Il sera encore beaucoup plus réel pour
that's
toi
the
ici
way God has it in the gospel age.
Go
the next one,
bro. Fait.
This is the garden tomb, just around the corner.
Ah, juste au coin, il y a le jardin de la tombe.
It's exactly the place.
C'est exactement l'endroit.
This is what Joseph of Arimathea, this was his place.
C'est l'endroit où Joseph d'Arimathée.
That's inside of the tomb.
C'est à l'intérieur de la tombe.
Go to the next one. That's where they laid him, his
c'est
body.
Là où ils avaient mis
that's
son
where
corps.
Danny Henry went and laid down, if you remember the prophet says.
Si vous vous souvenez de
says he went and laid down on the slab where they had laid his body.
And that's interesting.
And he says, and Danny Henry says, Brother Bram, you came so strong on my mind. Until Danny Henry started to weep.
Au point que Danny Henry a commencé à pleurer.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because God sent a ministry in this age.
Parce que Dieu a envoyé un ministère
to testify of the resurrection.
Pour témoigner la résurrection.
That's why he says.
C'est pourquoi il dit.
No sign will be given to this generation save the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Sera donné à cette révélation excepté celui
the sign of the resurrection, 3 days in the whale
jours,
of the belly.
Dans, le sein
and Danny Henry lays there.
Et, Danny Henry, c'est,
and God has sent the ministry of the Son of Man to testify the resurrection in this age.
Pour témoigner la résurrection
and he thinks of him
âge.
There. Et next one. And Brother George, as usual, testify to somebody there. Right in the tomb. Brother George testified to this guy from England. It was very powerful how it worked. Because he wasn't supposed to be in there that day. And we went right in the tomb and the man was standing there. And he started to speak to us and he was a confused Christian. And Brother George started to witness to him and got his details. Let's finish with the last one. That's what it says on the door. He's not here. For he's risen. And friends, I don't need to go there for the proof of that. We can come here today and know that he's risen. And because he's risen, we have risen. And because he's raised up to where we are now, we're just waiting for the fullness of this risen. This rising power, the resurrection power of Christ. So friends, I really do appreciate the goodness of the Lord.
La bonté du Seigneur.
He testifies in many ways.
Il a témoigné,
he speaks to us the way that he made
nous
us
a parlé
in many different things.
Créé.
But to me, I found it a very wonderful time.
Pour moi, j'ai trouvé un
like Brother George said, we slept late. We got up early in the morning to beat the traffic.
Nous sommes allés très tôt
we
matin.
Slept together in a lounge, myself and Brother Alex and his children.
Nous avons dormi au
we
salon.
Slept one night with somebody that snored louder than I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard a man snore like that in my life.
Nous avons dormi avec quelqu'un qui
we never got enough sleep. We were always on the move.
J'ai jamais entendu
Brother George and I did Jerusalem in a day. Mount of Olives all the way.
Nous
at a run, just about.
Jérusalem,
but friends,
journée.
It was a glorious time.
Et
in the rain.
Glorieux pendant, qu'il pleuvait.
And it was so nice to be with Brother George.
Et
it was wonderful. And Brother George is such an entertainer with the people and they loved him so much. And it's nice to travel with somebody like that because
et
I can sit in the back and Brother George can do all the entertaining. And it was just a good time. So I really do say thank you for your prayers. By the grace of God, we'd really love to go back. There's so many things we didn't get to. We didn't get to Lazarus' tomb. Didn't get to Cana of Galilee. Didn't get to Pilate's judgment. Judgment Hall, Caiaphas's palace.
Le palais des
imagine Caïphes. How I'd like to go there and follow Jesus right the way through Gethsemane, follow him through Caiaphas's palace, Pilate's judgment hall, to Herod, follow
si
him all the way to the cross.
Les sentiers de Jésus
it's been a nice
la
thing
croix.
To do.
C'est une chose merveilleuse à faire.
Because he did it for us.
Parce qu'il a fait pour
so
nous.
We do appreciate him today. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of worship. Really do appreciate the saints that were so faithful while I was away. Brother Max, Brother Francois, thank you very much. Saints, Brother Vlad as well for the music.
Tous les frères qui étaient restés.
And just for the prayers. It was so wonderful to hear the meetings were so powerful with Brother Crosby.
J'ai entendu que les réunions
I was really so happy for that. May the Lord bless him as well.
Le Seigneur le bénisse beaucoup.
We do appreciate it all. Let's worship before we come to a close. Let's sing that song, Had It Not Been for a Place School at Mount Calvary.
Just through heaven and couldn't find one worthy to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels to take the nails from his hands that set me free. Had it not been, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, and then forever my soul would be lost. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. God sent his son. We call him Jesus.
We call him Jesus.
He came to love.
He came to love.
Heal and forgive.
He bled and died.
He bled and died
to buy my pardon.
To buy my pardon.
An empty grave is there to prove.
Oh, he lives because he lives. I can face.
I can face anything tomorrow
because he lives.
All fear is gone,
fear is gone, because I know
he holds my future
and life is worth,
and it's worth the living just
because he lives.
I'll cross the river.
I'll fight life's final
with my Lord.
And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light. because he lives.
Only because he lives.
Oh, fear is gone.
Oh, fear is gone.
Because I know.
I know that I know that I know.
He holds my future.
He holds my future.
And life is worth.
He's worth the living just.
Because he lives.
And in our very day,
God sent his prophet.
He sent his prophet
just as he promised. He would say to prepare a bride,
to prepare us his bride
for the same time,
for the same time message. And Christ in me is there to.
Words to live.
Oh, his words to live.
Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, fear is gone.
Oh, fear is gone.
Because I know. The living just because he lives.
Oh, because he lives.
Because he lives.
Oh, because he lives.
I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives.
Oh, fear is gone. Because he lives.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Do you remember when Mary and Martha had a great need? And they came to Jesus. And it was Martha who said it. Said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But she said, but even now, I know that whatsoever you ask God, he will give it to you. And Jesus answered and said, in other words, Martha, I'm walking with you. I've been in your house. But you don't fully understand who I am. I am the resurrection. And I am the life. And anybody who believes in me will never die. Friends, do you realize who you're walking with in this age? He's the same one who walked back then. He's the same one who did wonderful things back then. He's the same one who walks with you. And I'd say the best thing that we can do is speak to the rock upon this day. That same rock that followed Israel in the wilderness. That when they were perishing for thirst, they spoke to the rock. And the smitten rock gave forth the life-giving waters. Oh, friends, that's Christ today. He ever lives to be with his people.
Hallelujah.
He just wants us to call him on the scene. Maybe you've never had an experience in your life that you can identify with the Bible, that you can identify with other believers. Why don't you speak to him while he's passing by and say, Jesus, I want to know you. I love your word, but I want to know you. I want to know you in the power of the resurrection. I want to know you the way that people that we read about knew you. And friends, he's the same. He wants to reveal himself the same. So why don't you call upon his name? Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Let's seek his face. Make your heart the altar. And he'll meet you there. Let's all pray today. Father, bringing ourselves unto thee, Lord, even at this time. Father, just myself, Lord, I would speak unto the rock, Lord, once again by your grace. I speak unto the rock, Lord.
Father, thank you, Lord, for the pastor's kindness. Father, thank you, Lord, for thy word and exhortation. Father,
we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace.
Father, O God, reminder and Lord, Savior.
Send us the power when out. And ask your grace, Lord, even at this time. Father, you be glorified. You be lifted, Lord, even above all. And be grateful and thankful for your presence of us, Lord.
To be Lord upon this day.
Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory, oh, to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
Are you glad as well, saints? I'm glad that he did. Amen. Today, we testify in the face of anything the devil can throw. Jesus is more than a conqueror.
Amen.
He's more than a conqueror in you. You are an overcomer because you've got the great overcomer in you.
Amen.
You've just got to yield yourself
to
him. Don't look at circumstances. Don't look at situations.
Amen.
He has everything under control.
Amen.
All is well.
Hallelujah.
Just be still and know that he's God. That's simple. Let's sing some more, brother.
Sit on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercy we have saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name. Should I crown of praise, Lord,
Most High,
Jesus Christ,
we rely
on your grace,
only on your grace.
Moment is a gift from you to live.
here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace.
One more, we don't sing it much these days. Let's sing it again. Aren't you glad you're part of the original life? Amen. It's the original word. That's why you can identify with it.
Amen.
You can identify right the way back with Father Abraham. You can identify in the midst of the Bible with Zacchaeus. Amen. You can identify through the church ages. You can identify with the prophet in this age, and we can identify one with another. Why? It's the original life. The original word, that's what we believe.
The original sea, the original word. It's what I believe,
what I believe, what I believe.
The Son of Man,
oh, the Son of Man
is real.
Oh,
the seventh seal is unreal. The original life, the original. See, God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
the original life. Oh, the original seed, the original word. It's what I believe,
what I only believe.
The Son of Man,
what the Son of Man.
The seven seals,
the original life,
the original sea. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say, and our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin.
Yes, we are
the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
the original life.
Oh,
the original sea, the original love.
What I only
seven seals unfilled.
Oh, the original lie.
The original seal. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last.
Hallelujah.
And sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past.
True jubilee
has sounded, and we have responded to our goal. Who's the original life?
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
the original life. Seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will rise and join us for translation in this hour.
Gentile is
over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original life. Seven seals
unfilled. Oh, the original life,
the original seed.
Let's sing one for those that still feel under condemnation. Let's sing that song. I was sitting alone and thinking, what? For those people that still can't rise up and say, but let me worship the Lord. They're thinking about how they cheated the boss, or they spoke bad to their wife, or they kicked the dog, whatever. Forget about it. Put it under the blood. And the problems of this week, you can't do anything about it now. If you don't have money in the bank, you're not going to make it better by having a long face here. You may as well worship the Lord. Like Paul and Silas, when the praises went up, the blessings came down. When they started to worship the Lord shook their circumstances and set them free from the bonds that they were in. Is that not the best thing to do, friends? Let's worship the Lord.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny the times I made mistakes. I can't hide from being in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again with you. Justify, you have not done it in the first place. You justify,
thank you, Lord.
Justify, you have not done it in the first place. You justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall, 'cause He promised I'll be victorious when I know I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. Said, you've not done it in the first place. You justify.
Hallelujah.
Justify, I justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
He looked at your perfect picture without paint, spot, wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify, I'm justified. I have not done it in the first place. You justified. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justified.
We can't stop just yet. Who has a favorite? Sister Eve, tell us your favorite.
Beulah Land.
Let's sing Beulah Land.
Amen.
Let's sing Beulah Land. Let's slow it down a bit before we come to a close in prayer. We'll ask Brother Francois if he wouldn't mind closing first in prayer. Let's sing a couple more songs. We'll call the brother then once we finish singing. It's good to worship the Lord, saints.
Kind of homesick for a country to which I'd never been before. No sad goodbyes have been spoken, for time won't
just a foretaste. When Joshua and them crossed over the Jordan, they ate the corn of the land. They went from the manna to the corn. Isn't it wonderful when you go different stages in your life and you start to eat the corn of the land. May the Lord lead us deeper. Let's bow heads. We ask by Francois for money. Can come now close for us in a word of prayer. Just one announcement. Next weekend, Brother Rene was asking for baptism. So we couldn't do it this weekend because we had a puncture in our baptism pool. So we do it next weekend. If somebody else would like to be baptized, please let me know before next week on Sunday. And may God bless you.
Let's bow head. Father, once again.
Yes, Lord.
After singing this wonderful song.
Yes, Lord.
That the purpose of you dying.
Yes, Lord.
That the purpose of you becoming a man. Oh, Lord. That we shall be able to get to that land. Your prophet says, when Abraham once had communion with thee.
Yes, Lord.
And he can feel the reality of that beautiful land.
Amen, Lord.
Father, there's no better place where we can long to be.
Amen.
But in that city, yes, where you alone is the architect.
Amen.
Of everything.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you this morning.
Amen.
Because these things is nothing but a reality.
Amen.
When we read the Bible and hear the testimony of our prayer,
yes,
that come from Israel, Father.
Amen, Lord.
We can see, oh Father, that where the world is stumbled, Father.
Amen.
But those things are nothing but a reality, Father.
Yes, Lord.
All
yes,
these Lord. Places, Father. Father, the Dead Sea and all these things are existing, Father. Why how do we trust more in the Bible?
Yes.
But that thing is the truth. That is the word of God, Father.
Amen.
Father, we want that word to have a reality inside of our life.
Yes, Lord.
And we know, as the prophet says, that he desire a better kingdom.
Amen.
Than of the Michael, Father.
Amen.
That why he built this Eden, Satan Eden, Father.
Amen.
That he could distract us, Father.
Amen,
but
Lord.
There's no power in hell, Father.
Yes,
to distract
Lord.
Us because you have hold
Amen.
Us
yes,
by your right hand, Father.
Amen.
And we trust that right hand, oh Father, that held us, says when we were youth, Father. And when we made the decision to follow thee, Father, and we can see that the world behind us,
yes,
the cross before us, and we are willing to take that cross and walk together with thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help us, Father. And let that the word, Father, bring a revival inside of our life,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Where this world, Father, the cold system of this world has taken hold of our life, Father. We want to claim the victory once again in the
Amen.
Wonderful name of our Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
That this place, Father, then when we leave it, Father, no vessel shall come the same way we come.
Yes,
that a reality once again has happened to our life.
Amen.
And something, immortality, has taken place in each of us' hearts, Father. Because each time when we come to thy house, Father, is that we should make sure that nobody will miss that land.
Yes,
while the point of coming every Sunday here, Father, and miss it.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We know, Father, those that you have called, Father, you have given them power to be thy people, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you, Father, that you shall bring us to the adoption
Amen.
Of the son and the daughter of God, Father, when we will be able, Father, to materialize thy word, when we will be able, Father, to speak like thee, Father,
yes,
when
Lord.
We will be able, Father, to act like thee, to walk and talk like thee. That is our desire, Father.
Yes,
that is not the desire of the things of this world, Father.
Amen.
We desire, oh Father, that your kingdom should have a reality inside of our life,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
That you shall fill us all with the agape love, Father.
Amen.
That we shall love thee above everything,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We shall love thee above our study. We shall love thee above our job, Father.
Yes,
about anything that will come before thee and you and us, Father. We thank you, oh Father, for the
Amen.
Wonderful testimony, Father.
Amen.
And we thank you for the word of God, Father, that can show us where, how can we identify with all the saints of the past, Father.
Yes,
and the prophet say, when you walked here in the form of the human being, Father, and in the street of Galilee, we walked together with thee,
Amen.
Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you for that wonderful revelation, Father,
Amen.
Of the spoken word, Father.
Amen.
Without it, Father, we could not be in joy this morning.
Amen.
Without the spoken
yes,
of Father, or word, Father, the Bible will still veil, Father,
Amen.
As it veil to the denomination, Father.
Amen.
And we ask you, if there is one of thy elect in the world, Father, help us to be the vessel, Father,
yes,
that you're going to use and to fish that elect, Father. Because as we see that the day is so evil, Father,
Amen.
We want to redeem the time, Father.
Yes,
help us to redeem the time, Father. Help us to be in our post of our duty, Father, and to fulfill the purpose by which you have called us, Father.
Amen.
Father, nobody can manufacture anything.
Amen.
You have provided everything to us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that we need is in the message, Father.
Amen.
Everything that we need, Father, is in the Bible, Father.
Yes.
Let the Bible, Father, the word of the spoken word, leave the page of the Bible,
please,
and
Lord,
become flesh inside of our life, Father.
Amen.
That when we live, Father, when we walk through our neighborhood, Father, our friend at school, Father, at college, Father, they may see Christ reflecting his glory inside of our life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we commit all that was preached, Father, at thy hand. You, the master teacher, the Holy Spirit,
yes,
Father,
yes,
where the word of man could not penetrate it, Father,
Amen.
You are able to penetrate it today, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, give us power to live a good Christian life,
please,
Father.
Lord.
And we ask you to renew virtue to thy servant, Father,
yes,
that has laid himself aside, Father,
Amen.
To search for these things, Father, and bring the natural reality with the spiritual reality, Father.
Amen.
How wonderful is this to see this thing,
yes,
matching this way, Father.
Amen.
And we know you have sent them with a purpose, Father,
yes, Lord.
Because you are I am.
Amen.
You're always in the present tense, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You are not in the past, Father.
Amen.
You know the God of Moses, that is good. But we want to know the God of the God of the living, Father.
Amen.
Because you are not a God of the dead, Father.
Amen.
And we are the living. You are our God, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest yourself, Father. If there's any prayer request,
yes,
in
Lord,
this place, Father,
please,
as
Lord,
our brother has taken the decision, Father, to take the baptism,
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we believe that the whole heaven is behind him,
Amen.
To protect him, Father, and
yes,
to lead him, Father.
Yes,
let this decision that he's going to take, Father, he never regret about it, Father,
Amen.
Because this is about eternal life, Father.
Amen.
There's nothing more than the eternal life, Father. Father, fill him with thy Holy Spirit, Father, before even
Amen.
He could be put inside of the water, Father.
Please,
let really an entire repentance inside of his heart, Father, that when he come from there, as the prophet says, if it's done in the right way,
Amen.
The supernatural will take place,
Please,
Father.
Lord.
We ask
Please,
you, Father,
Lord,
that supernatural will take place inside of his life, Father.
Amen.
We ask you, Father, as we want to depart from this place,
Please,
the enemy has put his weapon everywhere, Father.
Amen.
And the Bible says, is like a rolling lion,
Amen.
Seeking who may devour, Father.
Amen.
And we know that we are well equipped this morning to face him outside there,
Amen.
Father. Because
yes,
we have met you before we met him, Father.
Amen.
Starting this week, Father, we want you to start with us, Father.
Amen.
Let us meditate upon this word, Father.
Amen.
That this word shall bring virtue, spiritual virtue, inside of our life,
Please,
Father.
Lord,
shall
yes,
bring once again
Lord.
The reality of the kingdom of heaven inside of us, Father.
Please,
because this is unmovable kingdom, Father.
Amen.
We know everything of this world will pass away, but you word remain eternal, Father.
Amen.
And
yes,
it will
Lord.
Never change, Father.
Amen.
Gratitude to our need, Father. We are needy people. We are depending on thee, Father.
Yes,
without
Lord.
Thee, we can't do much, Father.
Hallelujah.
We can't do anything without thee, Father. And you make us the sheep as because you are the shepherd, Father. That you want to lead us, Father. That what we abandon ourselves at the foot of the cross, that
Amen.
You shall lead us, Father. That you shall bring us, Father, to the place where we can feed, spiritually speaking, in the right food in due season,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Father, you have provided for us, Father. Let us go deeper to those messages, Father,
Amen.
That can bring revival inside of our life.
Please,
those
Lord.
Messages, Father, that can bring us to inner place, Father, where we can veil ourselves with thee, where
yes,
everything
Lord.
Of this world will die, Father,
Amen.
And Christ alone shall be manifest Please, inside
Lord.
Of our life.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father, we believe that you are with us this morning.
Yeah.
And we believe that in thy praises, there's a solution to everything, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe that all unspoken requests, Father,
Amen.
Are met this morning, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you're going to answer to them, Father.
Yes,
they're going to be a testimony, Father.
Amen.
That at that afternoon, when the prayer was made, something special happened, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I'm not trusting in my own words. I trust in thy presence among us
yes,
this morning.
Lord.
Father, making my faith together with the faith of this congregation,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We want your will shall be done
Amen.
Inside of our life, Father.
Yes,
Father, help us to to get that revelation of thy word, Father.
Yes.
That can change our body one day, Father.
Amen.
That can change us, Father, to Father, to eternal dimension, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Where we'll be able to rejoice together with Moses, with Elijah, with
Amen.
All the saints of the past, Father. That we will be able to shake hands with them, Father.
Amen.
That we read about your stories, Father.
Amen.
But hear our stories now, Father.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for that, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us, Father. Let thy angel shall go before us, yes, Father, Lord. And prosper all our ways,
Please,
Father.
Yes.
When we return here on Wednesday for prayer meeting, Father,
Amen.
Let you be with us, Father.
Please, Lord.
Let this place be always, Father, a meeting place with thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
With
yes.
each time when we come, we shall receive something
Please,
that
Lord.
We shall make us a better Christian, Father.
Amen.
Father, we commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
But I know to be unknown, but I want to be, but I know one thing, Lord, what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you.
to be